Blog Talk.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/ The remix Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, and welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in the remix. I want to say welcome to everyone to the forum tonight. It's Sunday night, and of course, you know where you are. You're live in the remix. It is March the 4th, 2012. Sorry about that, you guys. I had to kind of warp myself back here into this reality. A whole lot of things going on. So good to see everybody in the house tonight. Good to see you guys. The phone lines are all filled up, and the chat room is filling up as well. It's good to see you guys in the house tonight. It's good for you to be here, and I'm so glad to have you here with me tonight. We got a lot of things that we're going to be covering here in the forum tonight, and tonight we're going to be talking about spiritual advancements for magic junkies. And I know everyone in the remix is a magic junkie. Oh, I'm choppy again. Yes, I'm choppy again. Don't worry, I'm going to fix that. Don't worry. I've been working on that over here. But it's so good to see you guys in the house tonight. We're going to do a lot of fun things, have a lot of things planned here tonight. So we're definitely going to get it. We are going to get it. Well, good to see you guys in the house. I want to say welcome, everybody who's listening. You're a guest, and you're listening to the remix for the very first time. Good to have you in the house tonight. Know that if you're in the chat room, and you can always sign up by simply going over and clicking the button at the very, very bottom that says sign up. You can sign up right here on Blog Talk Radio. Let us know who you are and where you're coming from. And, you know, you can tell us who you are. Come in the chat room. Do that. Love to have you in the forum with us tonight. And be right here in the space for everybody. Also, go ahead and just say to everybody, hey, happy merch. If you didn't get a chance to hear the show on Friday night, I would like to encourage you to go back and listen. He's like a doctor. You know, Mr. Anderson, he's the official gardener for the reef, and he did an amazing share. Really some things to get us in line for our green magic and things that are to come. So it's a great share for you to go back and definitely download, you know, that show. All of the remix shows can be heard, and you can download them either from your iPod. You can download them. You can also download them straight from your computer. You can download them right there. I do want to do a sound check with you guys and see how I'm coming over. If you're in the chat room and you can hear me, I can clear. Put a heart in the room so that I know I'm going to use everybody in the chat room because they can tell me. So let's put a heart in the room and let me know. I see my international listeners is in the house. Canada's in the house. The UK is in the house. Japan is in the house. Ireland's in the house. Big ups to all of you guys listening from all over the world. And big ups to everybody who's listening for the very first time. Oh, it's so exciting. It's so good. And if you're in the chat room, know that the Remix family, everyone over there, is going to make you feel so welcome as you're there. So can you guys hear me in the chat room? The choppiness is on. Great. Oh, you just don't know. just don't know. What an amazing night. I am so thankful for the people in my life. You know, I am. I'm so thankful. I'm in a great place, you guys. You got to know that. You got to know that with love. And, well, tonight, like I said, we're going to be covering a lot of different things. Of course, we're going to get up and do some moving around because we have some work to do. I want to invite you guys, if you have something to write with a piece of paper or something to write on, definitely want to make sure you have a pen and a piece of paper around because you're going to want to take some notes. We're going to do some writing. You know, we're going to get our little magic monkey on tonight because we have a lot of things that we need to cover here in form tonight. So, so it is definitely great to see each and every one of you guys in the house tonight. It really is. It's like the choppy. Oh no! So I'm choppy again. Choppy again. We gotta fix choppiness. We do. Okay. I'm getting the response from you guys that choppy. So I'm definitely going to take care of that. I'm taking care of the choppiness. Here's what I want you to do while I'm taking care of choppiness. I want you guys to get up wherever you are. We're going to do quite a few things just kind of moving around. And this is something we're going to dance to tonight. And this is always a good jam here. Yes. I know, sound choppy. I'm going to fix choppiness, you guys. I promise. I'll fix it. But I'm going to put on a little bit of the music while I'm taking care of that. And I'll be right back after this, okay?
Hey!
All right, everyone. We know that song. That is definitely I'll Take You There. You know that by Pops and the Staple Singers. That song is there as well, too. I'm to just get some things in alignment so we can do this for later on during the show. But we're going to continue. Welcome, 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 everyone, to the remix. Hopefully this sounds better. So I'll do another sound check for you guys in the room. Put a heart in the room and let me know if you can hear this is okay, if this sound is much better for you here this evening. Just put a heart just to let me know. See the first heart. Yay, 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 yay. All right. Beautiful, beautiful. So good to see you guys in the house tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about spiritual advancement for magic junkies. So we'll be talking about that tonight. We're going to be covering quite a few things. I want you to bring some paper and a pen because we'll be doing some writing. We're going to do a regression meditation here. Also talk about a little bit of ritual that you can actually do as well. And also I'll be doing some readings too, but it's going to be based upon some work. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone in the chat room and just kind of give you guys an update. This is something that I like to do, an update on all of those things that that you guys have been sending to me, whether either through email, letting me know what's going on in your world and all the things that you're working on. I just want to say thank you for all of you guys reaching out and sharing that information because it is so powerful for you guys to share. Say thank you to each and every one of you who downloaded the audio workbook. I see as of today, many of you guys are still downloading the audio workbook as well, too. So I want to say thank you to each and every one of you because there is no better investment than the investment that you can make in yourself. And so many of you have shared, you know, those stories. You even heard Mr. Anderson of I Grow, You Grow. If you listen to the show Friday night, talk about how instrumental the audio workbook was for him. And many of you have shared those stories as well. The Remix family, the readings, everything, all of the work that you guys have been putting in and the things that you've been doing and how they've impacted you. So those are always great stories to hear. Also, just want to let you know the readings have been pretty amazing. They have. And so I really enjoyed connecting with all of you all over the world this past week. It was a pretty busy week for readings. And it was good to connect with some of you that I only get a chance to hear you by either if you come in the remix under your remix name or if you call into the show. But when we get to spend that sacred time together, that's always beautiful as well to hear that. I know a lot of you have made a lot of different transformations in your life this week. Some people weren't feeling well. I see that they're feeling much better. I can tell their spirit is up. So I'm so glad to hear that as well. We have a lot of changing energy that's going on around in the planet. And so having this energy here, having you guys here, it's always great. It's great for us to meet up at this place in the remix. So the readings have been going great. Everything is wonderful there. It's good to connect with you guys and find out what's going on, answering your emails, whether it's coming in from the Dream Journal or whether you're sharing some of the things that happen on one of the shows, because I get a lot of emails. And this is one of the reasons why we're doing this show tonight. Is so that we can really begin to talk about those things for spiritual advancement. These are some questions that have been coming up in the reading, and these are some of the things that we'll continue to do as well. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight also. These are some of the things that we'll be talking about tonight, so I'm so glad that we're here. I hope that that I'm coming in nice and loud and clear for you guys, and hopefully I still am. I'm not going to worry too much about it because I know that things will begin to clear themselves up, and I just ask that we all send positive energy so that this message can come through that we'll be talking about tonight. The first thing that we'll be doing is talking a little bit about the show that Mr. Anderson did on Friday, because this is a very important time for this to happen, and also a very important time of the year for all of us. This is really a great time that seeds that we already planted, that these things are beginning to take root. They're beginning to germinate. They're beginning to sprout as the sun continues to come out, particularly for those who are here in the Western Hemisphere, that this is beginning to shine. This is beginning to shine out a lot more. So this is a great time of the year to begin to do this. And a lot of you are seeing all of the work that you began to put in, some of us for last year, some of us for a couple of months ago. You're seeing these things take root. Well, here's the good news, and Mr. Anderson kind of brought that good news, is that it's not too late for you to begin to take root and plant some seeds right now. It's not too late to do that at this particular time, that we can still begin to do this now. So this is what we're going to be focusing on at this time, is that we're also going to begin to plant some seeds here tonight. I want to make sure you guys can hear me in the chat room as well, too, because I don't really know if you guys can hear me. So if somebody in the chat room can let me know if I can be heard, that would be really, really great to do that, just to make sure. Just to make sure you guys can hear. So let's talk about some of those seeds that we can begin to plant, and particularly when it comes to those things of spiritual enlightenment, because that's, you know, a lot of things that's going on right now. For spiritual advancement, what are some of those things that we can hear? What are some of those things that we can begin to plant right now? What are some of those things that we can begin to take root in? Some seeds. So what are some of the things, I guess, and these are some questions that I get, and these are some things that I've also seen, is that there are some things that actually can hold you back from your spiritual enlightenment. There are some things that can actually do it. Some of the things that can hold you back from spiritual growth. And let's talk about what some of those things are. Some of those things that hold you back from spiritual growth. The number one thing is, and these are not as in order of importance, they actually can happen at any given time, but some of them are disappointments. Disappointment can actually hold you back from really making advancements in your spiritual life. Things that didn't work out to you. Things that did not work out for you, those things can begin to hold you back. The other thing that can help hold you back are things that have become broken in your life. Things that have become broken in your life, things that are broken, things that are not fixed, things that are broken. Also, things that you have lost in your life. So think about things in your life that maybe that you've lost, you know, whether they were material things or maybe they were even people in your life that you've lost. A lot of people have made their transition, those that we know on a large scale and those that are very personal to us, that's very close to us in our tribe. And these are some of the things that actually can hold you back from beginning to move forward. Sometimes we don't think about it in that way, but we can. Have you ever seen a family member or someone, maybe when you were younger and growing up, and let's say, for instance, that someone passed away. Maybe it was their mother, which is maybe your grandmother, or maybe it was their cousin or their aunt, and you've seen the person literally stop growing at that point. Like they never, that was it for them. That person made their transition, and that person literally here has not made anything to move themselves forward after that moment. So maybe it's a loss of a child, or maybe someone has lost one of their mate, their lover, their husband, their wife, their boyfriend, their girlfriend, their mother, their father. They stop growing at that point. They became really stifled in that moment. So these are some of the things that has a lot to do with disappointment. The other thing is we think about those things that can stop us from moving forward that have a lot to do with disappointment, things that didn't work out, things that became broken, or things that became lost. So whether you're a child product of a parent who split up, maybe that's impacting you, you know, or maybe you're being impacted for all other things that are going on with you. It could even be your loss of what it is. And sometimes these are things that we really don't like to take our mind to. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe it's something that was very precious to you, you lost. It can even be a pet, you know, that you lost, something that was close to you, because we know symbolically we're not talking about material things, but things that actually are connected with you. The other thing that can also stifle you or keep you from your spiritual growth, from moving forward, is when things are too great. When things are going too great, when things are just so good, you know, it's just kind of like being in that moment and not wanting to move, not wanting to change anything, not wanting to do anything different, but just to keep everything absolutely the same, to keep everything exactly how it is. I want you to think back to thinking about somebody that may have grew up in your neighborhood or somebody that you're close to, and they're still walking around. Here we are in 2012, and they still have a Jerry curl. They still have a Jerry curl because that was a great time for them. Or maybe they still dress like they're in the 70s or the 80s. They're still dressing like that because that was great for them. That was a great time for them. So they really have a failure to continue to move themselves forward. And you can look at people and tell where they're stuck. You know, the other day I was in a grocery store and I seen someone stuck in the 80s. They are stuck in the 80s. They don't want to move past the 80s. They're stuck right there in the 80s. They're stuck. They don't want to go anywhere. They still want, they're rocking the Jerry curl so hard it came back in style. You know, some people never stop wearing flare leg pants. They still, they're back in style. They didn't want to move. Now, these are some extreme things, but then we can begin to think of things on a smaller scale. What about, and sisters, I know you can begin to relate to this, somebody that is just wearing all of this makeup. You ever seen that? Like, if you look at a picture of them, like when they were like 15, and you look at them now, they may be 55, they're wearing the same makeup, same pink, red lipstick, same eyeshadow, doing their eyelids, you know, making themselves look like Cleopatra. They never stopped. They never stopped. They continue to do that. They continue to do that, putting all that blush on, all that taste on their face. And if you try to get them to change, they are devastated by that change. They don't want to change. They're holding on to that moment. They're grasping that moment. I'll tell you guys a story about me and something that I was holding on to, and I finally let it go. There was this jacket that I had, and boy, this was like my power jacket. It was a houndstooth black and white jacket. And when I put this jacket on, and I paid a pretty good penny for it, but when I put this jacket on, you could not tell me that I was not the ish, for real. Seriously, this jacket was everything. It was my power jacket. It was my jacket of inspiration. It was my let me take on the world jacket. It was my, if I wanted to wear it in the evening, I'd put on my FM dress and throw on that jacket, and I was just good to go. I love this jacket. Sisters know what the FM dress is. We all got one of them dresses in our closet. I'm sure we do. I'm sure we got one of them dresses in our closet. I know that definitely Esther, Sandra, I know you guys can relate to the FM dress. We all got one of them dresses. So brothers, don't sleep. Every sister got one of those dresses. Every sister got a dress like that. So I really love this jacket. I really, when I say I love this jacket, I loved it. I love this jacket so much that I didn't even realize like 8 years had gone by. Now, you know, designers want to make you think that there is such a thing as a classic piece. You know, you heard that term when they say this is classic. You know, get you a black dress or get you fellas a pair of black slacks and get you a white shirt. This is a classic piece. They try to make you think it's classic. But what they don't tell you is that, yeah, it could be classic, but the color doesn't ever go out of style. But the style of it does go out of style. So I had this jacket. It's 10 years later. I'm getting ready to go to this meeting, and I'm really kind of unsure about what's going to happen at this particular meeting. So what I do is I grab this jacket. I grab this jacket out of habit because I felt like this putting on this jacket is really going to make me get into that energy, get into that mood, and really just kind of connect myself the way that I want. Now, I was right about the colors because the color black and the color white is two of the colors that really helped you to get in, tap into that spiritual energy. So you can meditate with these colors. You know, you can eat things in these colors. You can begin to do a lot of different things with these colors. Work with crystals in the colors black and work with crystals in the colors of white. Keep these colors around you, and it will help you connect with your higher self. That is true. Colors give off a vibration, and they give off energy. This is something that has been proven through science. I told you guys about it, how they did a study. I think it was at Harvard University, where they painted the rooms these different colors. And what they did is they took several different individuals who were visually impaired and put them into the room and asked them what kind of feelings they were getting based upon the colors in the room. And there were similarities among the groups who all went into these different colors. So colors, just like musical sound, they give off vibration, they give off energy, and they give off frequency. So I was right about the colors, but what I wasn't right about was the jacket. So I have this jacket on, and I show up at this meeting. And when I show up there, everybody's greeting me, you know, hey, how you doing, how you doing, how you doing? And it's always going to be one of those people in the crowd. And so this one sister, me and her friend, she comes over to me, and she says, I like that jacket you got on. So I said, oh, thank you, because I'm all excited because, you know, this is my power jacket I got on right now. And she said, wow, it's a really nice jacket. You must have got that jacket a long time ago because you don't even see anything like that anymore. And that's when it dawned on me that I needed to get a new jacket. So I say that to say that sometimes things can be so great for us that it can also stifle us from moving forward too. It's not just those things that we think of as disappointments or those things that didn't work out or things that may have become broken, whether they're relationships or whether they're other things, but also things that have been lost. Also things that have been lost, but it's also those things that have been so great for you too, that we don't want to let go. We don't want to let go of that greatness, and so we do these things to hold on to it. It's just like going into somebody's house and they got a television set that doesn't work, that's black and white, that they're keeping sitting in their house. Or a couch that's broken, a chair that's worn, but they're holding on to it because of the memory. Because of the memory. This is a lot of what I talk about with the feng shui. I call it kind of like the Peter Pan syndrome. You don't never want to change. You never want to grow up. Because we look at the mystical side of Peter Pan. But let's talk about the flip side of it. How many of us know people who don't want to grow up? They want to stay a child. They don't want to take responsibility. They don't want to be held accountable for what they're doing. They want to stay like Peter Pan. They want to stay in that phase. They want to stay a child. They don't want to grow. They want to stay right there. That's right. That's right. They want to stay in that mode. And so even though there are some attributes that we want to keep youthful and alive, it can get to the point where this can stifle you if you don't want to grow up, if you don't want to take responsibility, if you don't want to begin to move yourself forward, if you don't come out of the Peter Pan syndrome and say that, wait a minute, me staying here, this is holding me back. This is keeping me from moving forward. This is stifling me. This is keeping me in this place. You know, this is keeping me stuck. So truth be told, there's so many of us walking around, and some of us are stuck in the 70s. Some are stuck in the 80s. Some are stuck in the 90s. Some are stuck in the 60s. Some are stuck in the 50s. And this really has nothing to do with your age, because you could have been born. I know some people who were born in the 70s, but they're stuck in the 60s. I know some people born in the 80s that are stuck in the 50s. You know, it can happen. It really can. But we can become stuck in these time periods and really kind of walk around with blinders on and not be able to see past that. So this is some of the work that we're going to be doing tonight. Is we're going to be moving ourselves past some of these blocks. We're going to be healing sort of that inner child within all of us, some of the Peter Pan that's within all of us. And then sometimes, here's another thing. So we talked about some of those things that can hold you back, disappointments. We also talked about when things are going too great, they can hold you back, sort of the Peter Pan syndrome. And then also some of the things that can hold you back is just not knowing where to go next. What to do next? You don't know where to go next. What's going to happen next? What's next for me? And sometimes just that not knowing the next, not being able to see the future, not being able to physically see it is what can hold you back. I know for me, and really having a lot of the gifts that I have, and I'm not alone. I think I can speak for almost 90% of the Remix family that you guys, the same as me, because I believe exactly what I do, you guys can do too. And we all talk about some of those childhood experiences that we all experience. And we also talk about things that we were able to do as a child, but now that we're adults coming into this, a lot of us struggled because we didn't understand what it was. We didn't understand what it meant. We didn't understand how that was going to impact us. Is that one of the things that happened for us is with this awareness, with being able to open up our third eye, with being able to activate and utilize those things of our pineal gland, is that sometimes it blocks our own future. Because we don't know what to do next. That's sort of the polarity that comes with it. We can't see what's going to happen next for us. That's a very honest place to be at time. It's a time for you to kind of take a step back, kind of check yourself a little bit and see, where did I get stuck? You know, where am I really? I know where I think I am, but where am I really? Where am I at this particular moment here? Am I really here on March the 4th, 2012? Or am I back 2 years ago? Am I 3 years ago? Am I 10 years ago? Am I 5 years ago? Where am I really? You know, am I still in yesterday? Now, on some levels, and I'll say this, all time and space, I know for me, exist at the same time. Everything is going on at the same time. But one of the things that I've worked very hard at doing and I'm able to do just through the work I do, and it can be done for all of you, is to be able to separate them based upon their vibration. So I want to come out the woo-woo, and let's just look at this just on this human plane, on this dimension for right now. Because truth be told, we are here, but a lot of us are stuck in a different time. And some of the things that gets us stuck there are these things that we talked about. A lot of it has to do with connecting with our ego, not wanting to let that time go. That's why we're stuck there. You understand? Because for most of us, that particular moment that we're holding on to, it is something there where we had a revelation. it is something there that really kind of gave us an indication of who we are, who we think we are, and who we think we want to be. So we want to hold on to that moment and never let it go. We want to grip it like it's our last breath. We want to grip it like it's our last breath. And so today, what we're going to be doing, or tonight rather, we're going to be going on a regression. I'm going to take everybody who's willing and everybody who wants to go, and it doesn't matter when you listen to the show. It'll kind of be like the Sisters of Transformation. Whether you listen now or you listen 20 years from now, Spirit has already shown me very, very clear that you will be able to move yourself forward on your spiritual journey. You'll be able to move yourself forward. And you'll be able to move yourself forward in a very, very honest way. In a very honest way. You'll be able to move forward. And this is going to be independent of anything and anyone. This is only going to have something to do with you. With you. It's going to have to do with you. So that's what we're going to be doing. So we're going to be taking that trip, and then we're going to be doing some journaling, and then we're going to be doing some readings, and oh my goodness, so much fun. We're in the Remix. What can I say? The whole Remix family is here, and I am feeling the love out there from each and every single one of you, and it's just so good to be here in this space. So we're going to get into the energy. We did a little bit of dancing right then. But now what we're going to do is we're going to take a trip. And this came to me at the same precise time. The same precise time, moving away everything, a space and time. And we're going to take this trip, and I want everybody to get into this mode before we get ready to take this trip. Because one, I have to make sure that what I'm trying to take us on a trip for is here for us. And I got to see. I'm hoping it's here. Hoping it's here. And get this, and this is here for us. So we'll see. Because we're going to be doing the meditation, but either way, it's going to trust and believe it's going to happen. Yes, yes, it is here. I think it is here. But we will do it. We will definitely do it. So we're going to try it. We're going to try it one more time. One more time to get this to do. It may be a little tricky here, but trust and believe it's going to work for us. Yeah. It's going to work for us. So we're going to send some positive energy out there and just make sure that this gets in there the way it needs to. So here we go, everyone. This is what I want you to do. If you don't have something to write with, a piece of paper or a pen, I want you to go get that now, because this is going to be very critical. We're going to sit down and we're going to do some reflection, and then we're going to get ready to get our mindset to take this trip. And as we embark on this magical junkie adventure and take this meditation, and we're going to do some journaling before and after and just get right to it. So here's what I want you to do. Sit back and listen to this. And as you're listening to this, I want you to get a piece of paper and a pen. I know you guys all have it. I have mine right here in front of me. So get a piece of paper and pen. And I want you to write down three things. First thing I want you to do is I want you to think about your childhood, and I want you to write down some of your fondest memories as a child, some of the things that, you know, you just can remember doing. I don't know whether it, I know one of my memories is when I learned how to double dutch, and me and my cousins was outside, and we were jumping double dutch. We was jumping rope, and I was in there, and I was going back and forth, and I could go up with them, and I could sing the song, one up, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, you know, that whole little thing. I could do that. I was just so happy when I could do that, and I could keep up with them because they were much older than me. And so they used to do the cartwheels and the flips, and they used to get that stuff, and every time I would jump in, you know, the rope would stop.
It was like I couldn't pick up my foot fast enough. You know, it was like that one foot just not come up fast enough. And when I was able to, I was just, that's one of my best childhood memories. You know, I can remember that. So I want you to think about some of your fondest memories as a child. Go back to that time and think about some of those memories that just really touch your heart as a child. You know, being able to jump double dutch, you know, that was really just a wonderful time for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that was just beautiful. That was just a beautiful time. I want you to think about that. And then the other thing is, I want you to write down that time where there were some things going on with you at your childhood that you was unsure of. Like you didn't know what was going to happen. So maybe it was a time when you were in school and you wasn't sure if you was going to pass to the next grade. Maybe that was the case for you. Or maybe there was something going on with your family. You didn't know where you guys were going to stay, where you were going to live. You know, whatever it is, a time of uncertainty that kind of just stuck out in your mind when you were a child. I want you to write that down. So the times of uncertainty. To write that down. And then the third thing I want you to reflect on about your biggest disappointment during your childhood. You know, what is your biggest disappointment when you were a child? You know, it could be from the simplest things. Maybe one night you wanted to go outside with your friend. I know one time for me, I wanted to go back outside. We were playing handball or playing some kind of ball, and the street lights came on. And I don't know about the era some of you grew up on, but when I was coming up, whenever them street lights came on, you had to be in the house. You hear comedians talk about it. When the street lights came, don't let the street lights catch you. That is your code word for you need to be somewhere on your block. You need to be in front of your building. You need to be in front of your house. When them street lights come on, you need to start making your way back before. And I remember wanting to go back outside with my brother, my older brother, and got told, no, you can't. That's one of my biggest disappointments. So I want you guys to think about it. It may not be that simple. Maybe it's a lot more than that, you know, something. You know, maybe there was something else that really just got you. You know, one of your biggest disappointments, you know, one of your biggest disappointments that you had from your childhood. So you're going to think about some of the best memories you had. You want to think about that time of uncertainty. And then you're going to think about those things that was really a disappointment for you. So I want you to begin to write these things down. And I'm going to put on some music. When we come back, we're going to talk about it, and then we're going to begin to take our regression trip. And I'll tell you where we're going, and there's going to be a couple of things that you're going to have to get. So, you know, just kind of relax and allow this music, perfect song, the perfect energy that's going to begin to take us on this journey as we hear with spiritual advancements for magic junkies, which we all are, right here live in the remix, okay? So peace and love, everyone. I want you to listen up to this, and we'll be right back. Don't forget to write those things down. This time, I see some of you have PM me. You're writing down some of those best memories from childhood, some of those times of uncertainty, and also some of those things that disappointed you. The reason that it's good to go back down memory lane, as Minnie was just singing about, is that it's good to have this reflection. It's good to have this reflection because sometimes in order for you to know where you are, you have to reflect on those things. And really have to go back to where you left some things, where you left some things at. And this is why healing the inner child that lives within each and every one of us is so important, because that's so much of the work that we have to do here is really begin to release those things, heal those things from us as a child. And a lot of it comes up. A lot of it comes up in readings from me talking to you guys. Different markers have been created for all of us in our lives, and no one gets exempt from this. So this is a way that we're going to begin to talk about how we can begin to keep moving ourselves forward in this time of spiritual advancement. I know that we celebrate those times of the winter solstice and also those things of the summer solstice. Those are some important times. But just like that time that's in between, that's just as important as those times from the past as well. Mm-hmm. So also one of the things that's important is that all of us is here growing together. Each and every single one of us is growing. We're learning together. I'm growing with you guys. I'm learning with you guys. You guys are growing and learning as well too. So this reflection is important for all of us to do at this particular time. So now that you have your list and you have these things, What we're going to do now is we're about to get ready to take the regression, and we're going to do a short meditation here. It's going to be two things that you're going to go get. And in the meditation, I'm going to tell you those things that you need to get. And then afterwards, we're going to talk about the things that you got. We're going to reflect on them. We're going to do some readings. And we're also going to talk about what to do at the end with these two things that you did get. So it's going to be real important that you get yourself in a position. Just hold those notes that you have there, because they're going to become important to you in just a moment. Or I should say, even more important to you in just a moment. So get yourself relaxed. If you have anything that's binding you, and if I need to say what they are, I will. Sisters, if you have your Brazil on or your bra and it's a little too tight, you may want to undo it. You know, brothers, if you got your pants on and you got your belt on and you just finished eating, or, you know, it's kind of in the evening and you're just getting home, you want to unbuckle that. And, you know, if you have shoes or socks on, you may want to take those off if you're in the position where you can. I recognize some of you are driving, some of you are at work, but you want to kind of loosen those things up. Just get yourself relaxed, and you can sit up. If you're laying down, you could do that. Yes, someone said, yeah, if you want to get naked, yes, get naked. You can do that too. If you want to get naked, however you want to do this, although I wouldn't advise you to get naked. We're not doing one of those trips where being naked is going to be beneficial for you. So you may want to keep on a little bit of clothes. We're going to get ready to do that, okay? So let's get ourselves in the position. Like I said, everyone who is doing this meditation, it was clearly shown to me when I channeled it, that those of you who did this, you definitely will get some spiritual advancements and see that in every single area of your life. The only thing that is required of you is that you come, and you come with your honesty, and you just come and really just receive this and be able to work with this energy. And let's go for those of us. Let's go. All right, the first thing I want you to do as we begin to take this journey is I want you to just close your eyes. The only thing I want you to focus on is your breathing. So, just relax. That's it. Close your eyes. There it is. Breathe in, nice and slow, and then release it nice and slow. It doesn't matter how this breathing goes for you. Whatever makes you feel comfortable, that's what I want you to do. So breathe in. And breathe out, nice and slow. Excellent. Notice that all of your body is becoming more and more relaxed. Yes. Everything is becoming relaxed on you. Starting with your feet, your toes, they're relaxed. Your ankles, your feet. Firmly plant it flat on the ground so that you can feel that connection between yourself and also the ground that is beneath you. If you're sitting up, I want you to lean back gently so you're relaxed inside the chair where you're sitting. If you're laying down, just simply relax. Allow your shoulders to drop down. Notice that everything in your legs, your lower legs, your thighs, your calves, everything is relaxed, all of the muscles in your leg. And as you're breathing in and out, I want you to begin to pull that breath up from your feet. Pull it up to your knees. There, excellent. Now your knees are relaxed, and now your thighs. All of the tension, you can feel it leaving your body as you continue to just focus and relax and breathe in and out nice and slow. Now we're going to work on the middle section, right there at your hips. That's it, right there. Your lower part of your stomach, everything below your waist is now relaxed too. Excellent.
Excellent. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. And now, we're going to move up to the chest area. Everything in your chest is nice and relaxed. So any tension, any stress that you may be feeling, whether that stress is coming from your chest area or even your back, you can feel all of that leaving you as you slowly continue to breathe in and out. Nice and slow. Excellent. Excellent. Now, all the way up to your shoulders. All the way up to your neckline and your shoulders is relaxed as well. Just relax. You can feel it moving all through your hands, your arms, and back up to your shoulder. Now, going up your neck, your chin, your face, even your cheeks are slowly relaxing. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. Nice and slow in and out. I want you to move up to your nose, your eyes, even your ears are relaxed. And now, the top of your head, your forehead, the back of your head is just relax. Now that your whole body is relaxed, we're going to begin to take the journey. And just follow my lead, okay? So, we're going back. That's it. Back further and further. You can feel yourself just going back and back in time. We're going to go all the way back to your earliest childhood memories. Back in time. Back in time. Now, you're standing right outside in front of the house where you were a child. You're looking at the doorway. The doorway is there. I want you to take some time, because when we go inside, you're looking for something particular. You're looking for that toy. You're looking for that toy that was special to you. That toy that always made you feel a certain way inside. So this is what I want you to do. We're going to go inside the house. You're going to look. I want you to find the toy. It doesn't have to be at your house. It could be at your nana's house. It could be at the babysitter's house. It could be at your aunt's house. It could even be at someone else's house where you were staying. But that house where that toy was, here's what I want you to do. Begin to go up the steps, and I want you to get to the door. Now, when I count to three, I want you to go inside. I'm going to give you some time because I want you to get your toy, and then I want you to meet me back outside on the steps. So you ready? Keep breathing. You're safe. Let's go in. That's it. Look for the toy. Find it. I know it is there. Yes. I want you to also think about the colors. The colors you love. Maybe it was your favorite toy. Maybe it was an outfit you used to have. Maybe it was something you used to eat. Maybe it was the colors in the living room or in your bedroom. So I want you to get two things. Find your toy. Find your color. And then meet me back outside on the porch. So there you go. Keep breathing. You're safe. Nothing can hurt you. I'll be waiting right here for you on the steps. That's it. Keep breathing. Oh, I see some of you got your toys. Excellent. Just wait for me. Keep breathing. Know you're safe. Find your color. Find your toy. That's it. Hold your toy. Just hold it tight. Hold it. I want you to think about your color. Hold your toy. Hold it nice and tight. That's it. Excellent. We're almost ready to go. We're almost ready to come back. That's it. Keep breathing. Keep your eyes closed. You're nice and safe and you're relaxed. That's it. I see some of you just picking up your toy. Excellent. And you may have to search the house. You may have to go upstairs, in the basement, in the closet, under the bed. Look for it. So, here we go. We're going to get ready to come back. Keep breathing. Hold your toy. I want you to relax. Walk down the steps and walk back with me. We're coming back. That's it. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep breathing nice and slow. That's it. We're coming back. Hold on. Hold all those thoughts. Hold all those memories. Hold those colors. Stay with me. You're safe. Now, once I count to three, I want you to begin to open your eyes. So take a moment. Here we go. We're coming back. One. Two. Three, we're back. You can open your eyes. You did it. You did it. You went back to your childhood. You brought back two things. You brought back a toy and you brought back a color. Excellent. Just relax. Keep breathing. Just allow yourself to just come back into the moment and just relax. Excellent. I want you to begin to take some time and write down some of these memories that you remember about these color, the color, and also that you remember about your toy. So you're writing down those things that you remember about this toy, why you're so connected with it, and the color. Excellent. All right, everyone, there you go. That was our regression that we did right there. So I know a lot of you are still writing about your toy and the color. I want you to write down one of your toys and write down one of your colors. Just really stay in the moment that you are right now and begin to just whatever comes up, I want you to write that down. Now what we're going to do in a few moments is open up the phone lines so that you guys can begin to share. It's been a while since you've seen some of these toys that you have there. It's been a long time since you've seen them. So take some time. Hold that image right there. Hold those colors right there with you. Just take some time and begin to just write them down. Write them down. That's it. Just take a few moments. Take a few moments to write them down. I'm going to open up the phone lines, and what we're going to do at this particular time is that whenever you guys are ready to share your toy, you're ready to share your colors, I want you to call in, and I'll be doing some readings for you as well, giving you some things so that you can go back and find out where you left a piece of yourself, much like when we think about the story of Athar and Aset, or otherwise known as Isis, and Osiris, and being chopped up into 14 pieces. This is one of your pieces. At this particular time of year, when things are beginning to bring themselves back to life, sometimes we can feel like we're being stifled. We can feel like we're being stuck, or that a part of us somewhere is missing, that there's some things. Healing this portion of your inner child is going to be one of the ways that you can begin to just spring yourself forward, right into where we are. The energy of March is all about leaning forward.
so many things that we see happening around the world as far as the weather is concerned. And this was one of the things that I talked about last year. It's going to get even more trickier as this year goes on because of the alignment, because of the pole shifting. You heard Brother Norman come on and talk about this in the show that we did together as well, that you're going to see this. This is a reflection of a lot of internal things that is going on within ourselves. And so it is important at this time that we be grounded and understand and recognize how to get ourselves back grounded. Going back, healing the inner child. This is one of the most important things that we can begin to do at this time. One of the healing goddesses is in the air at this particular time. That star is in the air. It's also called the star of Isis or the star of Aset. She is there. That star is there to help guide you, to help lead you, to show you that the light is there and that you can find that reflection within yourself. So get that toy, get that color. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines when you're ready to share so that we can go through that. And for my international listeners, you should be able to Skype in as well, or you can call the number 646-652-2711. That's the number to call. Call the international code, country code for the U.S. first, and then dial that number. And so we're going to go to the phone lines here in just a moment. You're live in the remix, everybody. I hope you guys have your toy with you. I hope you have your toy with you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right. So we're going to go to the phone lines now. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 959. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I really saw them.
Greetings.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
My name is Tony.
Okay, Tony. Did you do the meditation? You want to share with us the toy that you got and the color?
No, I did not. Good. I just logged in late, having the meditation that I was posting on Blog Talk. That I logged in happened between.
Okay. Okay,
I did
Tony.
Some of them.
Okay, so just do me a favor, once I take you off, just unpress one, unpress one, okay? All right, thank you. Keep listening in. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 484, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Shalonda calling out of Philadelphia.
Okay, greetings, Shalonda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm well.
Okay, you want to tell us what toy you got?
It was my green piggy bank. I'm not sure why.
Okay, it was your green piggy bank. And what kind of shape was that? Was this, it was in the shape of a pig? Because I know we call all of them piggy banks.
No, it was like a piggy bank, but instead of being on all fours, it stood up on like, it's two hind legs, and it had a top hat. And it was, like, green, but he had, his eyes were, like, white within a black pupil. And he was, like, dressed up. It was a weird-looking piggy bank, but I always liked it.
Okay. So green piggy bank, and you said you're not sure. You have no clue why that particular thing came up for you at this particular time.
Well, I know I liked it because, like, whenever I would find money, it was exciting to, like, put money in my piggy bank as a kid.
Right.
And you hear
Right.
Money in the background, sorry.
Okay. I can hear you. I think what's happening is, like, I hear a little bit of static,
okay.
But I can still I can still hear it. Okay, so let's just go through this really, really quick while we can hear. And I do hear the baby in the background, so big love to her, big hugs to her. Let's talk about this. I want you to take a look at your life at this particular time, Shalonda, and I want you to think about the bank. I want you to think about, of all the toys that you had, the bank. Why the green piggy bank? You know, why is this coming up for you? First, let's take a look at the piggy bank itself, this bank. And I want you to think about this, because this is something that has to do with your life at this particular time. And the number one thing for you that you pride yourself in is that your daughter can depend on you. Your child can depend on you, that you're dependable.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that piggy bank is really just symbolic of letting you know that you have so many things counting on you, that if you don't do these things right, that somehow, sometimes what you do is tend to beat yourself up for this. It's like, you know, like sometimes you can't just do what you want to do because you have so many things that are riding on you, that everything is depending on what you do, how you do it. So I want you to just begin to think about that bank. And next time you think about that piggy bank, you may want to draw a picture of it and make it a sigil for yourself. And then come up with some affirmations, or I call them magical statements, to let you know that not only do others depend on you, but you also need to depend on others, because that's a big sort of kind of hurdle for you, is to recognize that you have to depend on others. So whether that's on a physical level, whether that's on a mental level, or even on a spiritual level, just that recipient of help that you can get from other people, and get it in a very honest way, and be okay with saying, I need help sometimes. Because that's one of the things that you often do sort of tackle with. Does that make sense?
It does.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And so let's talk about the color green. You know, the color green often is, it has a lot to do with communication as well. Oftentimes you'll see this color green being associated with those who are doctors and those who are nurses, those who are healers, someone who does massage therapy, or those that work around people, helping more in the social scene. This has a lot to do with that, because it is the color. It has a lot to do with healing. You know, you have a very friendly nature, very strong, and also very helpful. So when it comes to you moving yourself forward on your spiritual journey and your path, which really encompasses everything, really begin to think about that piggy bank, and begin to think about how many people depend on you and how it's okay for you to reach out for help. So that's the toy that came back, because that's been a theme throughout your life. It's really being able to ask for help and not get in the position where you need help. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, thank you. That was just interesting. You said ask for help instead of needing it. So, like, is that, like, not waiting?
Right. So it's not waiting for... That's right. When you recognize it's okay for you to say, hey, I need some help here, it's okay for you to receive that help, instead of waiting to the point where someone comes to you and say, you know, Shalonda, I reckon you need some help. Let me help you.
Okay.
You sometimes reach out and say, can you help me with this? This is something. It's okay to say that. It's okay to say you don't know. It's okay to say you don't have it figured out. It's okay for you to do that. Yeah, and so the piggy bank represents that. Matter of fact, you may want to go out and buy you a green piggy bank. It doesn't have to look exactly like that, just as that reminder, because right now what you're doing, and you can celebrate this moment, is you're releasing that energy from yourself. So beautiful.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Peace and love. All right. Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 267. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, Hotep, for peace and greetings, Miss Blue.
Yes, peace and greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Roger. Did a reading for me.
Okay, greetings. Yes, greetings, Roger. What toy did you get?
A bat and a ball.
You got a bat and a ball. Okay. And what color did you
blue. blue.
You got the color blue. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, I can't hear you, Roger. Do you have us on speaker or earpiece?
All right, I'm taking it off speaker. I apologize about that.
That's okay. It's no problem. So,
okay.
Roger, tell us.
I had it on speaker because I was, you know, listening to the show and I was moving around a little bit.
Oh, that's okay. It's fine. As long as you have me off now, I can hear you now. So you want to tell me about some of those things with a bat. Yeah.
Oh, because as a child growing up, you know, that was the sport that I played first. My father, that was the one that he really loved. He took us to a lot of games as I was a young child. So. And I thought about some of my friends, the friends that I grew up in that age period at that house.
You said what now? I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you were saying.
No, where I lived at. You know, that was
okay.
From the good memories from it. You told us to write three things down. So from the first part of my childhood, the fond memories. That's what that bat and ball had to do with me, playing with my friends on the side of the house because it was like a little driveway, and we used to play baseball on the side of the house where I lived at all the time, me and my friends.
Okay, so that was the toy that you went back and got was the bat and the ball, and you're telling me that you have some very fond memories, beautiful, and the color.
Blue has always been my color.
Okay, well, beautiful. Let's talk about the bat and let's talk about the ball because of all the toys that you could have brought back, these two came back for a particular reason, okay? And so let's talk about it because it'll have something to do with the time that you're at this particular time here when you think about it. The bat and the ball, Roger, has a lot to do with the energy right now. And one of the things for you at this particular space that you're at right now is that you're really looking for someone to come to bat for you. You know, that's the term that we say, you know, somebody comes to bat. Something comes up to bat for you. The bat, also symbolic, I want you to think about this, it has a lot to do with sexuality. And how you feel about that at this particular time in your life. It has a lot to do with your sexual energy, and the ball has a lot to do with that as well. It has a lot to do with you taking charge of your life. So at this time, that bat and ball is coming up really to give you an indication of about how you can begin to take charge of your life. And so in essence, what Spirit is saying, Roger, you're up to bat. It's your turn. It's time for you to hit the ball out the park. It's time for you to get the home run. It's time for you to pull these things together. It's time for you to begin to shake some of these things off that needs to be shaken off. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes really great deal of sense.
Mm-hmm. And the color blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. The color blue, a couple of things about the color blue. We know it's a very spiritual color. I mean, I'm blue. We know about blue. Blue is a very, very spiritual color. But let me tell you also some of the polarities of blue. And interesting enough, your aura has blue in it at this particular time around you. And the color that is around you, it's kind of like a bluish kind of greenish color. So let's talk about when these two colors come together, what they actually mean when you have sort of these pockets of this particular blue. It's not really a sky blue, but more of a green blue. Some of the things that this tells me immediately that you suffer from those things of heartache and headaches. Heartaches and headaches from the color blue. The color blue also is showing me where I see it around you at this time is that you can still be somewhat rigid in your thinking and very much introverted. See, colors have a polarity, and depending on the intensity of the color, we can see them many different ways. You also have sort of a darkish color of blue around you, too. And whenever that dark blue comes up, you typically see this color around writers, and you see this color around singers. They're very focused on their mission. but I see this bluish green color. So one of the things, Roger, that I would encourage you to do to begin to work with is to bring some of that red in with the blue. And the reason you're bringing that red in with the blue, it's going to kind of balance out that energy and help to boost your energy so that you can begin to come up to the plate and get ready to bat. You know, you may even want to take some time and buy you a bat and a ball and work with that. Work with that energy. Mm-hmm. Work with that energy of a bat and ball. Either look at pictures of bat and balls, maybe go get you a bat and ball and just begin to play with that bat and ball, because it is your time to come up and bat those things that you struggle with, those things that really kind of you felt in the past that may have held you back. This is the time for you to hit a home run. It's time for you to come up to bat, to take that responsibility to advance yourself or continue to advance yourself forward, because you have advanced yourself a lot. And this is just really sort of confirmation for you that you can keep going on your path.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
And lastly, I just wanted to thank you for conveying that message to Brother Siva.
Okay. No.
Nope. Yeah, I will.
Anytime. Yes. Yes. Anytime, Roger. Thank you so much for calling in. Peace and love to you.
Okay. Peace and love.
All right, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 337. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue. This is Kendra from Louisiana.
Greetings, Kendra from Louisiana. How are you?
Lovely. And you?
So what things came up for you, Kendra? What toy came up for you?
My pink and white dollhouse.
Your pink and white doll house. That's interesting. Your pink and white doll house. Okay, we're going to talk about that. The first thing I do want to tell you, Kendra, that one of the things that also came up for you, I pulled a fairy tale for you, Kendra, and that fairy tale is Mother Goose. I want you to think about how perfect that was, and I actually pulled it before I even knew it was you on the line. So that's Mother Goose, and we know the Mother Goose story about her living in the shoe and having all of these children inside of there.
Yes.
And you pulled, yes, and you pulled the pink and the white dollhouse. I want to talk about the color pink. I want to talk about that color first. We know that pink has associated with all of those things that are love, that has to do with love. It's the color pink. That's why we see that. We see it so much around Valentine's Day. We see the color pink. You know, pink is associated with love. And typically, even when we begin to think about feminine energy and women, we think about pink. Most baby girls, we dress them in pink, just this color of pink when it comes to this color. So the color pink, Kendra, hold on 1 second. The color pink for you has a lot to do with your childhood. It has a lot to do with your childhood and having that dollhouse. And that was sort of a place where you were able to escape. It's when you were playing in your dollhouse and you can pretend that all the worries of the world were there. You could ignore everything that was going on in the house, at school, your environment, and just get into your dollhouse. Did you find that to be pretty much true for you?
Oh, that's so true. I loved it, that dollhouse. I loved it. That was my, I loved it.
That was sort of your getaway. Well, now when it comes to the color pink, and we're going to talk about white too, when it comes to the color pink, this pink for you still represents love. I think every time that you call in, there's not a person that don't know you, that don't know that you're just full of so much love. And you actually have the pink in your aura. So this is one of the interesting ways that I got you guys to really do your own aura reading here tonight. It's by picking those colors. And those colors are going to be colors that have been true to you now, and they have been true to you then. pink also is a very happy color. It's about seeing things, like we say, through those rose-colored glasses. Now, also, one of the things that I can tell you, too, is that I want you to definitely recognize and balance out your pink. Again, let me tell you what color you can balance out the pink with, and it's actually going to be the same color to balance out blue with, and that's going to be red. And the reason you're going to balance out some of your pink with red, because when you see that deep, bright, vivid pink, and you don't have a lot of it, but you have pockets, this also sets up the energy for envy. You know,
Go ahead.
My job, I need to say this right quick. It's so funny that you say this, because I'm working with, I got a job, and so I'm working. And yes, and I got this one girl. Her name is Stephanie. I don't even know how to come about with this woman right here. I try to respect her. She just envied me for no reason at all. I didn't cry. I didn't try showing her love. I don't even know what else to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't going nowhere. So it's like, how do I deal with that envy with this woman? I don't even understand.
Right.
It's like she trying to get into my energy. It's like, it's crazy.
Right. Well, here's one of the things that I want you to think about, and thank you for sharing that, is I want you to begin to think about yourself, and I want you to think about the envy that you had at one time. Not in the
same
way.
That's why I didn't get a fire. That's why I didn't have a fire, because I could see myself how I was before. I'm happy now. I actually see myself in this woman, but it's the more I try to show her love, it's like the worse that she treat me, and the more ugly, because she can see a higher bad to me. So I have to respect her, because she's my manager, but it's like I love her too, and I don't even know her, because I see myself in her.
Right. Right. Well, here's what I want you to do, and this is why this exercise is real, real, it's going to be very helpful for you, is that it's okay for you to recognize yourself in there, because on some levels, we are the reflection of everything that comes to us, but then there's other times that things come into our cipher or things come up to us to remind us what we're no longer.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and whenever you begin to entertain that, then what you're really saying is that you never got over it. And so what happens is you two become the same. It's like the butterfly effect. You begin to live what she's living. So she, in turn, is miserable. So your day, in turn, becomes miserable.
Horrible.
Yes.
I mean, so can I say this?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so I'm realizing I have to raise my vibrations up, because whenever I stoop down to her level, she beat me at it, because it was ridiculous. So I realize whenever I'm laughing and I'm having fun and I'm happy, she can't go there, and she just be stuck. So I realize I have to raise the vibrations up and not stoop down to her level.
Right, but also recognize that you're not responsible for her happiness. And you're also not responsible for where she is. And sometimes that's tough. Sometimes that's very, very tough to recognize that we're not responsible for other people's happiness. The only happiness you're responsible for is yourself. And so also know that the reason that she can reflect this energy to you is because you're still reflecting it to yourself. So think about when you was a child and some of those tough times that you went through. When you wanted to go in your dollhouse and you just wanted to escape from everything that was around you, really wishing you were in another place, even at some circumstances, wishing maybe you were a part of another family. Think about those times. That's how you begin to heal that inner child within you. And what happens is she's going to disappear. She's going to slowly but surely disappear. So things that she do will no longer be a trigger for you. It's not going to set you off when she's doing certain things. It's almost like the person doesn't exist, and eventually they will begin to disappear. And when you see them again, you will see them in a completely different light. So what you can do actually with the white light, because that's ultimately the aura that we're all striving for, and that's one of the things that a lot of the teachers before us and masters have said. It's really to get yourself in a place of having a white aura. Getting it to that pure light that really encompasses all of the colors. And really just see yourself surrounding yourself before you leave to go to work with this white light. Clearing, cleansing, healing your aura. Buy you that dollhouse, even if you have to get a miniature one. And begin to think about those things when you were a child. We're going to talk about some journaling exercises at the end that you can begin to do. But I want you to read the story of Mother Goose, because that came up. Some very powerful tales in there that you'll see a lot of similarities in your own life, starting from childhood.
I want a lot of kids, too.
Hmm?
I say I want a lot of kids, too, so that's funny you said that.
There you go. And you want a lot of kids. So, yes, all of these things are spiritually connected, and that's how you're going to begin to connect with them. So, you know, really think about that pink light. Think about those things of envy within yourself. Think about those times when you were miserable and you were unhappy. And then begin to heal yourself from that, because she's just a reflection to let you know that you haven't completely healed.
Okay.
You haven't completely healed. But once you do begin to get into that, and now that it's been brought to your consciousness, and even now this conversation is helping to free you from it, just continue to do the work, and she's just going to disappear. She won't exist.
Thank you.
And then peace come back and definitely let us know. Let us know.
Oh,
peace
I'll
and love
will,
to you. All right, Kendra, thank you. Peace and love. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 931. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, ma'am. This is Desiree calling from Kentucky.
Oh, greetings. Greetings. Who's calling again?
Desiree from Kentucky.
Okay, greetings, Desiree from Kentucky. You want to tell us your toy?
Yes, ma'am. I got my Barbie doll.
You got your Barbie doll. Okay. All right. You got your Barbie doll. And what color did you get?
I got pink and purple.
You got pink and purple. Okay.
Remind me of those Barbie colors.
Those Barbie colors. So let me ask you, what fond memories do you have of your Barbie doll?
I remember taking the Barbie doll everywhere. I was, like, mystified with her because she was everything. She could change clothes instantly. One minute I'd have her in the mall. Next minute she was a doctor. It was just anything. It was open.
And that's excellent, because that's definitely what she represents to you at this particular time in your life. And often your life has kind of been like a Barbie doll life. I think you can agree with that.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. It's kind of been like a Barbie doll time. So one of the things I want you to think about, and this is immediately what I'm picking up here from Barbie, this Barbie, what it represents then and how you can use this now just for your advancement in your life, is that this doll itself, even dating back further than anything here in the West can talk about, there were children in ancient Kemet that used to play with dolls. That's where the first dolls are. That's where the first Barbie doll came from. This is why when people are talking about Nicki Minaj trying to be a Barbie doll, saying that she's really trying to portray something white, I can disagree with that, because who better to display themselves as a Barbie doll than a melanated person? Because that's where the first Barbie doll came from. So actually, she is really just taking back over the ranks of Barbie, of where it needs to be.
Okay.
But the Barbie doll itself, I want you to begin to think about this and what that Barbie doll represented to you. That particular Barbie doll represented to you a lot of things that you dreamed of, that you aspired to be. And so in a sense, as a young child, you sort of kind of lived through those dreams of Barbie. But what has actually happened since you've grown up and become older is that you've let those dreams of Barbie away. You let a lot of the dreams that you wanted for yourself kind of go by the wayside.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's
what
terrible
spirit, yeah, what spirit is saying now that it's time for you to pick the Barbie back up and it's time for you to begin to act on those things that you dreamed of?
Okay.
That you dreamed of becoming Barbie. Not necessarily the Barbie, but the dreams. Like you said, Barbie was able to be the doctor and kind of shift herself from here and shift herself from there. So what spirit is saying now is that it's time for you to get back into that same energy, you know, to think of yourself being able to do what, because to you, Barbie could do anything. And see, at your time in this life, you feel like you can't do anything, that you're very limited. And so this is an opportunity for you to begin to expand your horizon, to become unstuck in those areas where you feel you're being limited and feeling that you can't do this and you can't do that. It's time for you to begin to move past that and continue on.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And so yes, think about the, okay. So does that make sense to you?
That makes a lot of sense. That's terrible. Yes, it does.
Okay, beautiful. Well, thank you so much for calling in and let us know how it goes.
Oh, thank you.
All right, peace and greetings. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us what toy you got and what color you got.
I got a white and pink dollhouse.
You got a white and pink dollhouse, too. How interesting.
Yeah.
A white and pink dollhouse. Mm-hmm.
And it also has, I had a black family, the mother, the father, and two kids.
Okay. All right. So here's what I want you to do. Everybody wants to know who's on the line. Please tell us who you are.
Oh, this is Queen Goddess.
Dequeta. This is Queen Goddess. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Twin Goddess.
Twin goddess.
Yes.
I said queen, but twin goddess. Okay, so let's talk about the Barbie doll, and let's talk about this particular house, and let's get into it and see what spirit is saying. The number one thing that I want you to begin to think about and why this is coming up for you is because this has a lot to do with dreams and things that you're still holding on to.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of that family. That perfect little family living in the Barbie doll house, being there. Does that make sense to you? So
yes,
spirit is saying that not that you have to let this dream go, but you got to move on from that dream.
Mm-hmm.
For you, the color, the energy around you at this particular time, it has a lot to do with things that happened during puberty time for you when you were coming into becoming the young woman that you are.
Mm-hmm.
And recognizing that there was a lot of sacrifices that you have made throughout your life that you feel at this time has held you back from truly having that which you desire. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So it's time for you to begin to transform yourself. And it's time for you to get a new dollhouse. It's time for you to get a new family. You understand? And dream that dream from today because you can still have it. But to let go of the old one, because
mm-hmm.
that old one
mm-hmm.
is also attached to a lot of pain, it's attached to a lot of hurt, and it's attached to a lot of disappointments. So you
mm-hmm.
gotta let that one go and get you a new one. You can buy you a bigger Barbie house now. You know, Ken can have on some real hot pants and some real hot shades. You know, he don't have to look, you know, Ken can have dreads now. You know, Ken can do all kinds of things now that Ken couldn't do back then. So you were very limited. And when you're going into your relationships now, that's what you're bringing. You're bringing those old memories of what you thought that was. But you are a very different person at this time. And so spirit is saying you got to move on from that. So for you, you have to move on and really begin to get into this energy different.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
The color that I brought back was the orange, brown, and yellow sheet set that my mom would put on our beds. It was a twin bed, and I love these sheets.
Mhm. Mhm. You said orange, brown, and what was the other color?
Yellow.
and yellow. Very powerful colors, all of these colors, because they're connected with the color of the sun and connected with the color of the earth. The brown color is all about family. It vibrates family and earth energy. It does. It really does. It has a lot to do with grounding energy. The sun, those are the colors of the ray, the colors, the rays of the sun. So you're going to see those colors in there. That orange has a lot to do with the fruits of the earth. And it also has a lot to do with self-control. It's a very social color. The brownish orange, okay? But I want you to think about this because there were some critical points in your childhood. This color comes back to you. But that brownish orange, and you can even think about it today, when you see that brownish orange together, it may not do that for you. Does that make sense?
It may not do that for me.
Meaning, how do you feel about brownish orange together today?
I don't look at it.
You don't look at it, right.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why. Because that brownish orange, and I want you to think about when you were a child, of really being accused of having a don't care attitude or lack of ambition.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So for you, because this works a little different, I'm not doing like traditional colors like maybe we see them, but I'm reading them because this is based upon what you went back in a past regression and got and came back with. You see what I mean? This is what you went back and got. And you went back and got this, and the reason that it is so important for you to go back and get this, so you can see where those blocks are for you so you can move past them.
Right.
That brownish. And that orange color together has a lot to do with lack of emotion. It has a lot to do with sort of that don't care attitude. So when you see it now, even though you have some beautiful childhood memories, you also have those other memories that are not so good.
Right.
So the colors I want you to work with is pink and white, because that's going to bring that love energy in. It's going to raise that energy up. And then it's going to also bring that white energy, which is that purifying energy. So those are the colors to work with. Those are the colors. But the reason that orange and that brown is doing that for you is because it has a lot to do with just those thoughts of that too, having those sheets there. So I wouldn't recommend you go out and buy sheets, those colors.
Oh,
no. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. They won't be good colors for you. But just having this conversation and being able to put these pieces together, you can see. Again, for most of us young girls, Barbie was a key thing. And sometimes it really, you know, sometimes when I get to think about the conscious community, we get too damn conscious for our own good.
Right.
And particularly when it comes to having Barbie dolls. And looking at Barbie, let's forget about the imagery of Barbie being white. Now we know we have black Barbies, but the first Barbie doll was in ancient Kemet. We had the first Barbie dolls with the hair and everything.
Right.
Whenever I think about Nicki Minaj, and I think about her claiming that role as a Barbie doll, that template energy, and no matter how much they try to destroy her and no matter how crazy she gets, it just increases who she is because that template energy is finally back in its rightful place. It's not blonde hair. It's not blue eyes. That's not what it is. It is a melanated sister who is raising back up that energy. So when we begin to know about our history and know about our culture, then we can begin to recognize where these symbols are coming from, and they weren't planted here by accident. The reason so many people are bothered by this damn Barbie thing is because we've been brainwashed by the West to believe that when we see Barbie or anything that looks like a doll, it is supposed to be a disconnect from us. And that's not true. That's simply not true at all. So her having that, you know, some people say, well, I don't know about any of her songs. You know, and people are talking about all this Illuminati ritual things. Hell, people in my family got killed last week. Who don't have somebody in their family who was killed?
Exactly.
Come on now. Well, come on now. You know, if that's the case, we all need to be doing our rituals. Right. We all need to be doing our rituals. You know, let's not be blinded by the same things that we're trying to say that we can use to raise ourselves up with, because that has absolutely nothing to do with it, you know. That has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with that. Yes, I'm agreeing with somebody in the room. Yes, we are all of that. You know, this is that's insane. You know, we don't even do that kind of talk over here. You know, that's crazy. I don't have that kind of time to worry about what somebody else ritual somebody else is doing, because I'm doing my own work. My
own
work.
Magic.
Yeah, you're doing know your magic. Exactly. Yeah. So that's what I say. So I say the dollhouse was a powerful thing for most of us. Now, we're not taking it to the grossest level of symbolizing what Barbie looked like. And anybody who is melanated, we knew that Barbie was trying to look like us.
That's right.
That's the trick. Barbie was trying to look like us. Hell, we wasn't trying to look like Barbie.
Exactly.
Barbie ass was always trying to look like us. Barbie had the titties. Barbie had the butt and the small waist. Barbie was always trying to be a sister.
Right.
So that was never a mix up with us. That wasn't us. That was them getting twisted by trying to get a Barbie body. We already had the Barbie bodies.
That's right.
You know, so I think that's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So, yes, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. And remember, move on from that old story. That's what Spirit says. Move on from that. Get you a new kin, you know? Get you a new kin. You can be the new Barbie, you know? All of that. So peace and love to you, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 773. Give me just a moment. 773, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is Reg. I'm calling from Chi-Town.
Okay, greetings to you, Reg, from Chi-Town. What toy did you come up with?
I brought back my blue robot. It's like a dark blue, purplish robot with red feet. It had silver ears, and my white spaceship.
Mm-hmm. You had a spaceship? How old were you with the spaceship?
I had to be about 3 to 5 years old.
Interesting. Interesting things that you brought back. One of the things, Reggie, was it one of those knock 'em, sock 'em, like robots, like you hit them and the head pops off?
Exactly. It was shaped just like this.
You guys remember them robots? I think my brother had one of them. He used to punch and hit each other. One of them was red and one of them was blue. The Rock'em Shock'em.
It wasn't a Rock'em Shock'em, but it was shaped like that. This one had a projector in its chest, like a movie projector that showed out of space.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother had one who had like an engine in his chest, but we used to make them fight together.
Y'all used to make them fight together. Interesting. Well, you know, robots often, a lot of times, you know, I'll tell you why this is coming up for you at this particular time, Reggie. For you, when it comes to the robot back then, it was a great escape. It was a great escape. You know, there's probably some times you can remember playing with the robot and actually believing that you were the robot.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, that you was actually the robot. Like, you was really moving your arms. You know, you when the robot threw a left, you was throwing a left because you was thinking, this is the robot, this is me. It's sort of kind of like you up against the world, you know, taking on the world. And that's kind of where you are at this particular moment. This is one of the things that Spirit is saying, is that you're really feeling as though you're up against the world. And so one of the things I want to challenge you with is, if you're up against the world, then that must mean that the world is what?
Against me?
Against you. Do you find yourself?
No, I don't really find myself against the world. I mean, having the world against me, but I do feel what you're saying, you know, taking on the world, you know, taking on challenges and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just going to tell you, you know, if you're open to hearing what I'm saying, then know that. And you said the robot, what was the robot's colors?
It was like blue, like a dark blue. And
like
had
a
red,
dark blue.
Yeah, it had red mm-hmm. feet and like metallic silver ears.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a look at some of the major colors in the robot. The red, and incidentally enough for you, your aura, you have some red in your aura, kind of like a dark red colors, toxins of dark red, and talk about that. And typically whenever you see the red, red sheet, you usually see this around athletes and business people. They have these pockets of red. They'll have these pockets of red around them. And the reason for the pockets of red, it has a lot to do with strength. It has a lot to do with survival. And it has a lot to do with passion. So about hard work. Hard work. Could you agree that these are some of the things that's connected with you as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, red, when it comes in this form, and I want you to think about this, when it really is in this dark form, it really is an unstable color. This is why even when we associate the color red, we associate the first chakra with red, we associate the god Set with red, we associate the devil with red, because the temperament of red. When you look at the temperament of red, when you begin to get into that energy of red, and too much of this color, and I'm going to tell you some colors to begin to help you balance this out, but too much of this, you become oversensitive or hyperactive. So if you find yourself becoming in that place where you're kind of overly sensitive and you're hyperactive, this is because of too much red in your aura. The color you want to balance that particular red out with, when it gets like that, is going to be the color yellow. It's just going to mellow it out some. You don't want to take it all away because, like I said, it has a lot to do with strength and passion and survival, and that's some of the key things that you're about. But this is that yellow is going to help you to balance it out, to bring it back and balance it out. Because the red, that red, too much of that red, it affects the nervous system in the body. That's what makes the sensitivity. That's what makes you over hyper. It does all of that if you have too much of that in there. So you want to use that. The robot is a good analogy. And even the spaceship, because this is symbolic of wanting to get away, wanting to leave, wanting to go to a different place, wanting to travel, wanting to go away. Because I'm sure of all the toys you had, there could be many of things that could show up for you. People are PMing me all kinds of things that have showed up for them. These two showed up because this is significant to these things that are happening to you at this particular time. So the robot is about sort of taking on the world. Taking on the world and not being hurt, not being bruised, not being knocked down, not being kicked down. A robot is tough. A robot doesn't have feelings. A robot doesn't have emotions. It is just following order, following action, but it's still able to carry out a task. The spaceship symbolizing wanting to get away, wanting to leave, being able to travel, being able to shapeshift, to go into different places. So think about those things. Begin to work with the color yellow. It's going to ease some of that red and keep you in that position of power for yourself. Not power as we think of it in the mental world, but power, really being strong, being able to survive, and having your passion to move forward. And it also helps with the sex drive, so that's a good thing. Okay?
All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Reggie, for calling in and sharing that.
Okay. Peace.
All right, peace. All right, some great toys you guys are coming up with. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so that I know that you're there. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from and what toy did you get.
Hello, this is Miss Brooks.
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hey, Blue, it's Hannah from Atlanta.
Greetings, Hannah from Atlanta. Greetings, Hannah. What toy did you get?
I got a coffee pot. It's white, and it has the liquid brown coffee. Like, it has that illusion that it's real coffee in the pot.
You know, I'm trying to think, Hannah. I don't think I had one of those, but I think I did have a little pot when I was a child, too. So you had a coffee pot.
Yeah, but it was real small. And I liked it because, like, all the other toys, it was like they were just toys. And this one, it was like it was kind of real.
It was kind of real. You got the impression that your coffee pot was real. That's beautiful. I thought all my toys were real. I really thought they could do all of those things when I got them.
The fact
them.
That it had the movable coffee in it, it looked just like mm-hmm. coffee. And when you pour mm-hmm. it disappears.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, mm-hmm. I like my coffee pot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, couple of things. I want to take a look at the coffee pot now because, again, remember these symbols are coming up not randomly, but they're coming up for a very significant reason because of things that are going on with you right now here in your life. This coffee pot, and I want you to begin to think about it like this, and this is kind of what Spirit is saying to me, that there is a need for you to stay awake. To stay awake. And I want to transfer that awake is there is a need for you to be conscious. So what does it mean to be conscious? It means that you're thinking and you're feeling at the same time. If you're only acting out of emotions, you're not conscious. If you're only thinking, you're not conscious. But if you're acting and you're thinking and you're feeling at the same time, then you're conscious. So there are situations that are coming up in your life that you need to be conscious of. And also you need to get yourself in a position so you can have enough energy that you are conscious. Because right now I feel like your energy is not high enough for you to be conscious.
It's not.
Is that true?
It's very true. It's not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm about to be in a place where it is, where it will be.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about, Hannah.
In the next coming day, very soon. Very, very soon.
Well, good. I can't wait to hear about it. I can't wait to hear about it. So know that coffee pot is coming up because right now, Spirit is saying you need to be conscious. You need to be conscious.
And I kind of knew that, but I kept trying to think, why did I bring this coffee pot? But I wasn't thinking about what coffee do.
Mm-hmm.
All I could think of, I really like my toy.
Right. And make sure, Hannah, like I said, decisions that you're making, is based upon you being conscious, not doing it out of emotion, not just
mm-hmm.
doing it out
mm-hmm.
of your mind, but these two coming together for you, thinking, feeling at the same time, to be conscious, to be awake in the moment to do it,
okay.
And making sure you have enough energy so that you can do it. So you want to go to that color of orange for yourself. You want to go to the color of orange. And the reason for the color orange is because orange is really that color that we connect with the fruits of the earth. This is where we get our energy from the sunlight.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
But the color I brought back with me was green and yellow.
Green and yellow, very good colors, green and yellow. You know, green is that color, like I said, often those colors of healers, which you are, you know, doctors,
mm-hmm.
nurses,
mm-hmm.
People who do massage therapy, you know, massage therapists, which what you do. It's also the color of communication. When the yellow comes into play, and I want you to think about this, that greenish yellow, which kind of reminds you of that lemony grass. That is the color of deceit. That is the color of deceit. So what I want you to begin to think about is this. I want you to begin to think about not necessarily so much of who you're deceiving, but make sure you're not deceiving yourself.
Right.
Make sure you're not operating at a level of deceit to yourself in order for you to try to make something happen, because that's where those colors come into play, those two colors coming together. So that green and that yellow, that is the color of deceit. Yeah. So you want to balance that color out. You really do want to balance that color out too. So that orange is really going to help you. And like I said, this is the time for you to be awake, for you to really, really be awake and make sure that you're not forcing something to happen based upon some level of deceit. Because everything that you need, you have. You have it, not somebody else, not someplace else. You have it. So just be clear on that when you move and do to the next step.
Okay. That makes sense.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Peace and love to you. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. And calling in, it looks like, from area code 323. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
It's Chelsea calling from VA. Hey, Ms. Blue.
Hey, greetings. Greetings.
Okie dokie. So I went in, and it was I had to go into the dining room area, which converted to the Christmas tree and present room at my grandparents' house, and I went to get two pop-up books, and this was a big deal. These were like first time I ever seen it. You open a book and these characters pop up at you.
Oh, I used to have one of those pop-up books.
I only had one chance from opening the gift and seeing it. Boom, left it in there, come back, my two little cousins, or one of them, little bad boys, ripped it all up. So I had one good chance to see my books, and then next thing you know, it was ripped up. I was devastated. I felt like this, and my more, because I don't remember who it was, but they were like, well, you should have put them up because, you know, whatever, whatever. But, you know, you think things are going to be safe under the Christmas tree, blah, 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 or wherever I put it. And the color would be a light blue, like a baby blue, because any room I had, my mom, well, that I can remember ages, my mom would paint my room this very light blue, and my sheets and everything would be that color.
Okay, beautiful. So the book, Chelsea, and then the book sort of being ripped up, I want you to think about a couple of things, and thank you so much for sharing that. The book and the book sort of being ripped up has a lot to do with sort of lost dreams, lost knowledge, lost things, things that you need to go back for. So the book represents that knowledge, those dreams, the knowledge that you felt like you didn't get, that you didn't complete, that you didn't finish, that you didn't do. So at this particular time in your life, it has a lot to do with that same energy of the books being ripped up. But here's the great thing that spirit is saying. It's time for you to rewrite your own book. That's what it's time to do, to let some of those old things go of the old book and begin to rewrite the story for yourself and seeing it exactly not how you've seen it 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, but just how you see that right now.
Okay.
That's how you see this right now. Just how you've seen this right now. How you see this at this particular time, working with those things of your crown chakra and really just being in the waiting game. You know, being in that place of Say that again.
I said patience is a virtue, and it's something you got to master, and that's so hard.
Oh, yes. So it really is about you looking at those things, of writing your own story and begin to give yourself the recognition and reward for what you want. Give yourself recognition for what you've done, your own rewards, you know? That's what it's about. That's the place to be. That's the place to be with that book that got ripped up, those pop-ups. You know, really kind of popping up in your face and showing you that right there in your face, saying, boop, here I am. And then almost being so close to your dreams and not having it. So it's symbolic of representing you being that close, but still just so far. So now it's time for you to rewrite that, because a lot of your dreams, a lot of those things that you want, you've already accomplished it. You've already done those things. So now it's time to begin to set some new dreams for yourself.
Right.
Okay. Work with those things of the crown chakra, you know. Work with those things that the knowledge you have, and continue to aspire knowledge. You can't ever stop that. Can't ever stop that. That helps to build a foundation. So once you write your own book, then you don't have to worry about somebody taking your book and tearing it up. You don't have to worry about someone destroying your dreams. You don't have to worry about somebody doing that. You don't have to worry about, as my grandmother would say, going in somebody else's kitchen trying to cook your meal, forcing yourself in their kitchen to cook a meal for their family. You can be in your own kitchen cooking, and you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about feeling uncomfortable places that you are. You don't have to worry about imposing yourself on other people. You can be perfectly content, perfectly advanced, perfectly moving yourself forward with your own book. With your own book, because it's your story in it. So you get to write the beginning, you get to write the middle, and you get to write the end. So that's the beauty of it. You get to do that.
All right.
So there you go, Chelsea. So let us know. Let us know how it goes. Very powerful there. Very powerful. So keep getting the knowledge. Keep writing your book. Keep writing your book. Peace and love to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller, you guys. I think it's room on the phone line, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I want to know what toy you got, and I want to know also, you know, what color. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 214. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Jacqueline, and I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Greetings to you. Greetings.
I brought back a dolly. I can't remember exactly the color of her dress, but I do remember that she had long brown hair. And I used to like to comb the hair, and she had real brown eyes. Mm-hmm. And the color that I brought back was a white dress with red strawberries dotted on it.
Oh, how beautiful is that? That's beautiful.
And that was my favorite dress, so I grabbed my dress.
So you grabbed that dress. You snatched it.
Right.
Snatched that back.
Right.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. So let's talk about the doll that you brought back. You said a doll, correct, right?
Yes, she was a white doll. She had long brown hair that flipped up. And it was the first doll I ever had that you could comb the hair.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember that brown hair.
Yeah, I want you to think about that doll that you had, and just sort of how you had so much fun combing her hair and working with her hair and doing things with her, that particular doll. And I want you to think about where you are at this moment in your life. But I want to go back, because this is something Spirit showed me, that even one of the things that you thought that you were going to go grow up and do for a very long time had to do with fixing hair because of this doll. Is that true?
Right. Sure
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Yeah, Spirit showed me that. That was even sort of your inspiration for wanting to fix hair and do hair with this doll. Well, even at this particular time in your life, there's a lot of things that you're embarking on. And so this is a great time for you to begin to transform that energy from that doll, what you used to feel when you were combing the doll's hair, flipping her hair up and doing things with her hair, with what you're doing right now. Bring that energy, transform that energy into what you're doing now. And that mm-hmm. energy comes from no other place than the place of your heart, which is pure love. That's all that is needed. That is what is required for you to get into this work that you're doing, these businesses, these things that you're starting, and just begin to put your heart into it. Not so much your mind. Yes, you have to do some groundwork. But you really, Spirit is saying, bring that energy from your heart. And that is what's going to manifest the harvest for you. That is what's going to just make it take off like nothing else. So thinking about that dress, one of the things you may even want to do is go find you a dress that's white with red on it, you know, with the strawberries on it. Or find you some material and see if you can have somebody make an apron for you. And put that on when you're working. Put that on when you're doing things. And it's going to transform you back into that energy. Because this is what Spirit is showing me. You're in that state of transformation. And that transformation needs to go straight from your heart. And this is what's going to manifest your harvest.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sure
so put your
it.
Heart into it. Yes. Alicia's saying in the room, put your heart into it. Like they say, put your back in it or your foot in it. You're absolutely right. Yes. Put your heart into it. There you go. I hear your phone ringing. That is nothing but the call of prosperity. So there you go. And let me know how it goes. Peace and love
sure
to
will.
You.
Peace and love to you.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 323. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello. Hello.
Yes. Yes, hello.
Hi, Miss Blue. It's Carol Ann. Can you hear me calling in from Los Angeles?
Sure can. Hey, Carol Ann.
Hi, how are you? I'm so excited about the show tonight.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're excited. I'm excited, too. What toys did you bring back, Carol Ann?
I brought back my, it was called, well, I'm dating myself a bit, but I brought back my Sally Walker doll. It was
Sally Walker.
Sally
Walker?
Yeah, she used to be able to walk.
Yes,
and I loved her because she had like this short brown hair and she had like this pouty mouth. And she was like about maybe 3 feet tall. She was like one of those big walking dolls. And I loved her because she needed me to take care of her. And I always dreamed about being a mother, so she was like, and she needed me to help her walk. You know, I had to step baby steps, help her walk across the floor. And I just loved her.
Yes. Oh, beautiful. Sally Walker. You guys might not know about Sally Walker. But I don't think they know about Sally Walker. I think they did an updated version of Sally Walker.
Probably. I'm sure they did.
And Sally Walker, no, she wasn't a robot. Like, Sally used to walk, and I don't think she had any robotic parts in her. She just could walk.
No, she didn't. She just walked.
Yeah.
Sally, you have to guide her, though, but you have to
guide
her.
You guide her? Yeah, you hold Sally's little hands, and Sally would walk for you. Sally didn't have no robotic parts.
Sally was real. She was real, and she could walk, but you had to help her, though. And I loved her because she needed me to help her, gently help her walk, you know, and her cute little dresses. And she was, like, realistic size, too.
Yeah, she was a big doll.
Yes,
Sally Walker, yes. Sally Walker, yes. Let's take a look at that. Some of the most beautiful energy that comes up for you, Carol Ann, is this energy of accelerated motion. accelerated motion. You know, it's kind of like looking up at the stars at night, and when you see it, it looks like as soon as you look up, you just go way out there. Next thing you know, you thought you were looking stars that was right there, but there, you're just way out there. That's what Spirit is saying. You're in this time. It's transformation for you again. A lot of this energy going on, but you're in this time of just acceleration. And so one thing that Spirit is telling you that you can leave behind, because this had to do with that particular time with Sally Walker and some of that energy, is that there is a rainbow. And I see this rainbow around you.
You know why? Going like that? I got really, like, you really hit the nail on the head, because you know what? I couldn't pick out what color, so I brought my whole crayon box.
Okay, well, here we go, your confirmation. This is just your confirmation. I'm glad I can do that for you. But it's the rainbow around you, because what that's symbolic for you and why you picked up the whole crayon box and you didn't just pick up one, because that rainbow is that symbolization. It's the symbol of hope. And what Spirit is saying now is that all of your sacrifices is over. It's time for you to accelerate.
Oh, wow. That's great.
No more sacrifices for you. You don't have to be that sacrifice for everybody that you've carried this burden for so long. That now it's time for you to just accelerate. And as far as you can see, as far as the stars can take you, that's where you
go. Ooh, wow. I like that.
Yes. Yes, and for those of you who don't know, if I can brag on you just for a moment, Carol Ann.
Okay.
Don't know this, this amazing sister here. She makes these spiritual cards. I can't even describe it. I'm going to have to take a picture and show it to you. But she makes these cards, these greeting cards that comes alive, literally. And she did one for me that is amazing. I have on this beautiful flowing gown. it's just amazing. And her words that she channels through it, that she makes, definitely she also writes children's stories. I've been telling you guys about a sister I'm going to bring on that writes children's stories. This is her, Carol Ann, so we will be doing that show soon. Where she's wrote some amazing stories for our children, for our babies, and even for us to learn through. And she's been doing this since forever. It's not something new. She's been doing this forever. And once we connected and she shared with me how helpful the remix was to her and all of the work, even, and I'll let her speak on some of that if she wants to, because I've done readings for her. And also, just the audio workbook, just how it's just taken her to the next level of her work and what she does, because she, I can't say enough about her work that she does and how it's so healing, not only for us as people, but our children. And I can't wait to bring her on to share these children's stories with our babies and to share her books that she writes and the cards that she makes and the channels that she gets for you when she sends the cards. And she did one actually for myself, Sister Munya, and Brother Soul, who works with me in the holistic readings. So, Carol Ann, it's an honor to have you come on and tell us about Sally Walker.
Nobody's going to know about Sally Walker, but I will turn them on to Sally Walker. That was the doll.
Yes,
audio workbook, though, like I'm still between one and two, because
the workbook
is so profound, and I have so many things that with those the cards that I wrote out, that every day is like something new comes out of each one.
See, yes, And that was my whole intention behind it. And so yourself, and there's so many others, that the audio workbook has just sparked some amazing things with it. So I love always hearing about all the wonderful things that you're continuously doing, that you're coming up with, that's happening. It's just really, this magic is being sparked everywhere. So yeah. I definitely want to thank you for that. But everything is about accelerated motion for you. This is what Spirit is saying. Reach for the stars. You know, really just go for the stars.
Yeah, and I wanted to say to the Remix family that you're all so wonderful and funny. I love to laugh. Some of the stuff, and I remember that one brother. Remember the brother with, he said he gave him, what did he give him? He gave him some paper. I don't know what his name was.
Yes.
He gave the brother with the paper. That was one of my favorite jokes.
Oh, yes, I love that.
I know what he was talking about, because, you know, you give people your paper and you want to see them act right, but paper doesn't guarantee that people are going to act right. So, but,
it sure
doesn't.
It sure doesn't. Well, thank you, Carolyn. It's so good from hearing from you. Everybody's sending love in the chat room. So peace and love to you, and I look forward to connecting soon.
Okay, love and peace to everybody. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Oh, that was beautiful. We're going to continue on, you guys. 26 minutes left to go in the forum, but I'm going to try to get to everybody on the line. We have a lot of 404, so just holla. 404, you're live in the Remix. Holla.
Hello?
Yes, that's you.
Hey, my name is Tiffany. I'm calling from Atlanta.
Okay, greetings, Tiffany from Atlanta. what toy did you get? So many 404s on the line, so I'm just like, holla, holla if you 404.
The toy, and I have to be honest, I don't recognize the toy, and I don't recognize the house. But the toy that I brought back was a blue teddy bear, and it's like a light blue, kind of like a sky blue. And the other thing that stood out to me when I stood outside the house was that the house was like a brick, like a brown brick. So I'm not sure if that makes any difference. And then I remember, for some reason, being the age 3 kind of comes to mind. So I don't know what all of that adds up to.
Okay. Let's take a look. The teddy bear, of course, the cuddly little teddy bear, you know, being sort of that color teddy bear. And you know, oddly enough, I had a blue teddy bear growing up, too. I did. I love my little blue teddy bear. But let's take a look at the teddy bear, and let's think about some things from your childhood, even if you don't remember, because sometimes, and yeah, somebody wrote in the room, a Care Bear. Yeah, she may be young enough to have a Care Bear, but
it might have been. I remember watching the cartoon, so
you remember watching the cartoons of the Care Bears. Yeah, the cute little Care Bears. But let's talk about the teddy bears, you know, because that is really one of those the teddy bear really represented comfort for you. It represented safety for you, and it represented love, a lot of love. Now, I'm not going to go too deep into this here, into your personal things of your childhood, but I want you to kind of reflect on some of this, because the first thing that is coming up with this teddy bear is it has a lot to do with memories of love from when you were a baby, memories of love from when you were a young child, when you were very, very young. I'm going to say more around the age of 8. I want you to think back to that particular time in your life, memories of love, and also being trapped in fear.
Okay.
Does that make sense when I say that?
Mm-hmm.
Having fear, trapped in fear. And so the reason Spirit is taking you back to that particular time, to that particular place, is because this has a lot to do with what is needed of you at this time, which is spiritual strength. Spiritual strength. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the blue teddy bear, that color of sky blue, it has a lot to do with truth. It also has a lot to do with spirituality, and it has a lot to do with you being on your mission.
Okay.
So encompass all of those things back from the past, about things that were going on when you were about 8, 9, and think about how it felt to be trapped in that fear, and recognize that you can move past that. And what's going to help you at this particular time as well is your spiritual strength, building that, knowing what's true from within.
Okay.
Knowing what's true from within. And if you can, a great thing to do is even get you a blue teddy bear, that color.
Okay.
And begin to work with that. So that's the power in that vision that you've seen, walking up to that house, because a lot of this was unknown to you. As much of what's going on in your life right now, you don't actually know how some of these things are going to come out.
Right.
And so spirit is taking you back to that time to bring you up to this time, showing you that these are some things unknown. And it's okay to be what I like to call in the mystery, because this is when you're truly growing.
I
know when there's things that I can't figure out, I know that I'm growing. You understand?
Okay.
I was just having this conversation today with someone and talking about some things that I don't know. And I love that, because that means that I'm growing. You understand? I get to be in the mystery of it.
Okay.
Beautiful. I want you to email me and let me know, okay, how it turns out, because everything looks beautiful, like the blue teddy bear.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 972. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 972? Okay. 972 is not a phone. We'll go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 818. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes. My name is Liliana.
Okay. Liliana?
Yes, Liliana. Greetings to you, Miss Blue.
Greetings. You want to tell us what toy and what color you got?
Yes. I went into a house when I was a child. It was difficult for me to open the door because it was dark. And I just remember the dark wooden floor that I used to clean. And I walked into my room, and there was something that I always remember. It was a little wooden bed that my dad made for my doll with his own hand. I always wanted a little bed, but my friends had beds that were brought at the store, and we didn't have money. So I asked my dad, is it possible for you to make a little bed for my baby doll? Because I didn't have many toys. I don't remember many toys. This was back in Colombia. So he made me a bed, and I watched the process of it. So I went and I saw my bed, and I was really happy. But I didn't want to leave the baby in there, so I actually carried the bed with the baby outside the house and met you. And it was a good feeling, but it was a little bit of, even though I did my breathing and stuff, it was a little bit hard to go in.
Right, right. And thank you so much for sharing that powerful vision. You're a sister of visions yourself, so thank you for sharing that. The number one thing that I want to tell you, I want you to think about the bed that your father made. And you said it was the bed, he made a bed for your doll, for your baby doll,
too,
correct?
Yeah, he made a little bed. We made a wood, and I remember, like, it was actually natural wood. And we made a little pillow, like a little mattress thing. Because I wanted the baby to be comfortable.
To be comfortable, that's beautiful.
Yes, I wanted my baby to have everything that it needed. So
the baby to have. Oh, I love that. I love that. I love that.
But despite what my dad made it with all this love, even though I didn't get a ton of attention from him because he used to work a lot and sometimes he would just drink after work. The fact that I saw him involved making that bed maybe is what made such a big mark in me. And the fact that I have many toys and I really wanted a little bit for my doll.
Right.
But yeah,
that's beautiful.
That's what happened.
Okay. Well, here's some of the things I want you to think about, and thank you for that. It has a lot to do with you right now. So that bed came up, the doll, the bed for the baby and the bed, this time came up for you for specific reasons. The number one thing that is required of you at this time, Spirit is saying, is balance. It's for you to bring some balance in your life. You know, bring some of those things that maybe you don't give as much focus to bring that balance in. And particularly when it comes to relationships. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so what Spirit is saying at this time is that the bed really for you is going to be about your partnership, about your union at this particular time, and making sure that you stay very balanced in that. And that sometimes that you take this time of solitude within yourself to really get centered and clear about what it is, those things that you feel you need and those things that you want, as well as those things that you feel you are receiving when it comes to your intimate relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this is all about partnerships for you right now. It's about building that energy and building that passion and staying balanced and making sure that you're in the place of really, really expressing yourself and coming forward with this partnership of where you want it to go, to invest that time there, to really take some time and think about it.
Expressing myself as far as my personal relationship, as far as a person, a business.
No, as far as your personal relationship, because I know there's a business there too. We're just talking about just the personal relationship.
Okay, there's no solid relationship now. There's just someone that I love, I truly love, not just, you know, attraction. But just flying somewhere. It's not solid.
Right, exactly. And this is why you need to take some time to bring some balance there and also get into solitude with yourself so that you can be very clear about expressing these things that you need and you want in a relationship.
I know what I need and I know what I want, and I am taking solitude. I'm actually meditating a lot, listening to your programs, reading, and just walking, breathing, trying to just be happy with myself and finding happiness in me, because that's how I can give love to others.
Right.
That dream, I know everything that you're saying is completely true. A little bit came out, but yes, absolutely.
You said what now?
The toy bed.
Yes. So how much
solitude do I need to have? How much time by myself to clear what the universe has for me?
Okay. It's not based upon time because the universe doesn't operate on time and space. So throw that out the window.
Okay.
Throw time, throw space out the window. When you start fooling with time, you're going to trick yourself. Yeah, that's the third jerk. You don't worry about the time. You don't.
Okay.
But I want you to just be clear. When I say solitude, I'm not literally talking about closing yourself off from anything. Solitude within yourself, like when you go into meditation, that's a form of solitude.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no time. There is no space. This is really about you getting very clear on those things. You say you're clear, but you're not. You're not clear. Trust me when I say that.
I trust you.
Yeah.
You might
trust
be right.
me when I say
you
that. Might... Yeah, just trust that. And you'll be able to trust it within yourself because you said that you're in love with someone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But things are just not working the way that you want them to.
Yeah, I guess it's not his time.
Say it again?
It's not his time, maybe.
Because it's not his time. And that may be very well true, but once you get into that place of being very clear, then you will recognize that you can give your love freely and it can come back to you freely.
Yes, you don't
get
it.
Yeah, there will be no restrictions on that. You understand? There will be no restrictions on that. Love doesn't necessarily come with, I love you if you do X, Y, and Z, and then if you don't do it, then suddenly I don't love you anymore. Mm-hmm. Or, I love you, but my love is dependent upon what you think of me, or maybe how you feel about me. Then somehow I have to question where I give my love. That's not love. Because if you love somebody, you love them. You understand? And it doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't mean that you're going to be present for everything that happens, but that should never change the love.
No, it doesn't.
You understand? That shouldn't
yes.
change the love. And mm-hmm. it doesn't mean that because you love somebody that maybe doesn't love you back the same way that somehow you don't know how to love yourself. I think that's a misnomer sometimes. Sometimes we beat ourselves up too hard on that because
mm-hmm.
that doesn't always mean that. There's so many people that I loved and have loved that have not given that same level of intensity back to me. But that
yes.
doesn't change how much I love them, whether it
no.
be family members or whether that be someone I'm connected with. So this is how I can stand here firm. Based upon what you're saying and what Spirit is telling me is that you do need to get balanced in that area. And then you do need to get clear on what it is that you're truly seeking. Because once you know that, it doesn't make all the hurt go away. Because a big part of this is about this experience that we all came back to get. And no one gets to escape it. I don't care what they tell you. No one. That you won't still feel it. Because you are. Emotions are a very big part of that, but it will impact you in a completely different way.
Yes.
You see, because the time of your life that you're in now, it is about partnerships for you. It is about those alliances, and a lot of them come from love. So, yes. Do you need to have that time of solitude with yourself? Yes, but there's no timeline. It could be 10 minutes from now, or it can be 10 years from now. There is no time limit. Don't put a time on it. Don't put a time on it.
All right. You're right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So remove the time. Know that your heart, the energy is flowing in and out with you. Think about how that love you wanted to have for the baby inside the bed and that nurturing. And
mm-hmm.
just think about that. Bring that energy here with you in this moment in time and release it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, freely release it. And that's what's mm-hmm. going to come back to you. That's what's going to come back to you wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful to talk to you. Many blessings
oh.
to you. It's a blessing to be able to talk to you, let me tell you that.
Oh,
so you
likewise.
So much, so much. Just good words.
Oh. Oh, thank you. Yes, likewise. Peace and love to you, too. Keep
okay.
listening and let us know how it goes. All right, beautiful.
Peace and love.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. All right, we're going to continue on. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 312. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue, it's Esther calling from Chicago.
I knew it was you, Esther. Hey, Esther.
Hey.
All Well, you want to tell us what toy you got?
I got my teddy bear. It was my first teddy bear. His name was Sneezy. And he was a brown teddy bear that my father gave to me, like, when I was probably, like, 4 or 5 years old.
Oh. Wow, Esther.
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Now, Remix family, this couldn't have happened at a better, more perfect time. We have 7 minutes and 44 seconds left to go. If you're not on the phone lines, you want to get on the phone lines. I think we're going to get into overtime. I'm going to try to get to all the calls. And Esther's on the line, so this is the person I don't even feel bad of saying that before we get into the good stuff. We're gonna ride this out till we get into the good stuff. Couple of things I want to let you guys know. Don't forget the lecture is going on in Atlanta with Brother Panic. You know, the first person to come out and lecture is going to be Dr. Aling Bay. If you haven't got your tickets, if you haven't connected with Brother Panic, you need to do that. Email him at atlantalectures@hotmail.com. You can do it that way. Or just hit him up, Brother Panic at panicpack@hotmail.com. You want to do that. You want to get out there, see that Atlanta lecture, and definitely go. I'm not even looking at that. You want to go. You definitely want to go out there, get your tickets. If you haven't got your tickets, I spoke to Brother Panic earlier today, and lots of folks is getting tickets. So if you're on the fence about going and you're thinking, this is a great time for you to reach out and definitely go get your tickets to go do that. You want to do that. One, I also want to let you guys know a lot of stuff going on in the conscious community. You definitely want to get on board with that and see those things that are going on everywhere. Don't forget to download. You want to download this show and all of the Remix shows. If you like this show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it over on Facebook. Leave a message. You can tweet it. Tweet me a message. Let me know. If I don't get to your toy, email me, tweet me, you know, put a message up on Facebook so we can see that as well, too. See that. I know a lot of you are going to the Atlanta lectures. You want to definitely get yourself out there and skedaddle on down to the ATL, or if you're in the ATL area, hit Brother Panic up so you can do that as well. Also, I want to let you guys know, of course, you know, you can always reach out to me if you want to get one of those readings, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And I didn't talk about this earlier, but I will say that. Don't forget, I'm still sending out, I think I'm in phase 3 of sending out the review for the audio workbook and for the Know Your Magic audio workbook. If you don't have that, you definitely want to get on board with the audio workbook. And I did a review. There'll be special things that I'm doing just for those who have purchased the audio workbook. And you can find out more about that by going to www.msblueblast@gmail.com. So you can do that and download the audio workbook. There's no waiting in line. You can get that instantly and do that. So you guys can do that. If you have any questions, email me as well. So we're about to go into the after hours. Got shows coming up. Got some guests you guys haven't heard of. Some you know. We'll be doing some more Remix family shows coming up soon, too. So a lot. And Brother Panic is going to be here next week. So next week, Brother Panic is going to be live in the forum. We'll be doing lots of Q&A. So lots of Q&A. Get yourself ready for that. Lots of Q&A coming up. He'll be coming on right before the lecture. So this will be a really good time. So we'll do a lot of Q&A. You guys got questions for Brother Panic, get those things ready because he'll be coming up next week. Yes, just so much going on. Still 4 minutes to go. Peace and love, much love, warm spirit. I see you guys all on the line. I'm going to get to each and every one of you. Esther's talking about her teddy bear. her teddy bear. Oh, gosh. Oh, wow. Her teddy bear. So we're going to talk about that teddy bear and why is that teddy bear coming up at this particular time? And the teddy bear was brown. So I know you guys want to hear that. If you're not on the phone, then you're going to have to download because we will be doing a little bit of the after hours. I want to give a big shout out to the goddess Rainwater. If you guys have not seen some of the hottest, you know, I went shopping this weekend, and one of the things I must say, shopping is so overrated. I tweeted that on Twitter. It's so overrated. I could just go shopping with Rain stuff and be happy. So let's play this spot really quick by Rain. If you guys are not familiar with Rain and all the things she makes, from clothes to jewelry. Matter of fact, she did, a sister did a video, and Rain had her accessories rocking in that video. So she's coming up. She's been on Broadway doing things. She makes magic for people all over the world. And so if you haven't got her dream amps or some of her jewelry or some of the things that she's doing, you're slipping. You want to get with it. So we're going to listen to this spot that was done by KV for Rain, and then we'll be right back after that. So see you guys in the after hour.
It's all rainy outside. I think I'll step out into that, you know. I don't know what you've been told, but it's a good thing to get caught in the rainwater. Sit back, relax. As I start to get into the dream state, all I need now is a dream catcher. RemixRadio.com proudly presents to you Goddess Rainwater. Goddess Rainwater custom crafts dream makers, which enable you to dream more lucidly so that you can start the process of being conscious within the dream state. Goddess Rainwater dream catchers are one of a kind and built from spirit. Goddess Rainwater uses custom made copper rings and wire weaving for crystals, gemstones, natural feathers, magical herbs, branches, sea glass, shells, as well as other elemental materials onto the web of the dream catcher. So be sure to support Goddess Rainwater while at the same time helping yourself by purchasing a dream catcher. Prices vary, $45 and up depending on size and design. Goddess Rainwater can be reached at arisha.tah@hotmail.com. That's Arisha, DAWTAH@hotmail.com.
Everyone, and want to say peace and greetings to everyone out there. And we're in the after hours. It looks like we made it here, which is really, really great. And just want to give that shout out, like I said, to Sister Rainwater. And for the rest of you, download, download, download. For those of you who are still on the line, we're going to keep going. Esther, you said the teddy bear. And you said the color of the teddy bear was brown, and this was brought on. So a couple of things. I want you to think back to that teddy bear and that your father gave to you that really just stemmed close to your heart. And I also want you to think about sometimes during your teenage years and growing up, because this is going to have a lot to do with what you have going on right now, how sometimes maybe your father could be somewhat overbearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. So it has a lot to do with that overprotection energy and overbearing that sometimes, and of course our parents do that and your father did that just because he loved you and wanted to protect you from some of those things of the world, much like some things that are going on right now. You know, you have that conversation with him, he's trying to protect you and be a little bit overbearing because he's trying to protect you from those things that's going on at the world. But I also want you to think about the reason the teddy bear came up is because it has a lot to do with sort of a burden, caring. You feel like, you know, the weight of the world is on your shoulders. And, of course, it's your world, but still having that weight of the world on your shoulder. And it also has a lot to do with being two-sided, you know, having two sides. Like, it's either, you know how the song goes, you could get with this or you could get with that. You know, you could get with this, but you could get with that, but this is where it's at. You know, yeah. That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a lot of that's going on in your life at this time, and so that's what Spirit is saying. I know that you feel that you cannot do this at this particular time, but this is definitely something for you to think about, and that's more rest and rejuvenation, you know, taking time out for yourself to rest and sort of kind of re-energize yourself and do that. And some of the things that Spirit say you may be met on this teddy bear path of time that you're in has to do with issues of authority, people in positions of authority. Things that you go, you know, things of authority that you're coming up against, you know. So just remember those times. Go ahead. You were going to say something?
I wasn't going to say a word. I'm over here spying. I'm not saying anything. Go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, those things of, you know, those things of authority, those different things that may be coming up for you, just begin to think about it like when you had your teddy bear with your dad, and sort of kind of look at the analogy sort of in the same way, you know, the same way that you were able to just kind of maneuver yourself around those situations, even with your father, to get him to understand that you have this, you know, you got this under control and you recognize these things and you are moving yourself forward, that you're able to do this. And then that's going to kind of remove sort of that energy of the overbearingness of some of these things and lift some of those burdens from up off of your shoulder. And so the way forward is really just about positive movements. So know that any direction that you decide, whether you get with this or you get with that, it's going to be positive.
Okay.
So how does that sound? Does this sound like pretty much what's going on?
Yes, ma'am, it does. It does, absolutely. Mm-hmm. it's very helpful.
Okay. Well, it's always good to hear from you, Esther. Good to have you on the line sharing with us your brown teddy bear. I have a couple of teddy bears out there I need to collect. I don't know if I need to get them yet. I need to get those teddy bears. But, yeah, beautiful, beautiful. And thank you for calling in and sharing. It's always good to hear from you.
Thank you. Peace.
All right. Peace and love. Peace. All right, you guys. We're going to continue. We're live in the after hours right here on The Remix. And so next, what I want to do is go to the next caller, another 440. Caller, you're live in The Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Yes, greetings. Who's on the line? Hello.
This is Stephanie calling in from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, greetings, Ebony, from Cleveland, Ohio.
Stephanie.
How are you? You said who?
Stephanie.
Oh, I don't know why you thought you said Ebony. Stephanie. Okay, greetings to you, Stephanie. What toy did you get?
I got my stuffed lamb from when I was little. I'm holding them right now.
A stuffed lamb, like a lamb chop?
Yep, pretty much.
A stuffed lamb. Oh, that is so cute. That is too cute. Okay, and so tell us about your color.
Oh, yes, and my color was royal blue. That was always my favorite color when I was little. It was just calming and safety and everything. I'm trying to incorporate that color right back into my life right now. So, really relevant.
Okay. Okay. I love it. Okay, so I want you to think about this. I want you to think about this because this has a lot to do with what you have going on at this time in your life. And it has a lot to do with, I don't know if you heard the show that I did, Stephanie, about power. When a brother called in and I explained to him what true power was, as it was explained to me and sort of how it was also revealed to me about power. And this has a lot to do with what's going on right now. There's some issues of power going on in your life. Does that seem true?
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the things that really helped me, Stephanie, and I'll pass this on to you because this is what Spirit is talking about, power, is that true power doesn't move. Power doesn't move. Everything else around power moves, but power doesn't move. So running over here, doing this, doing that, trying to do this, trying to make that happen, trying to do this happen, that really shows you don't have power because power doesn't move. Everything else comes to power. It comes to it. Power doesn't move. See? Very valuable. So this lamb chop is coming up for that reason. Because even growing up at those times in your life, when you're faced with sort of those situations that you just kind of wanted to hide yourself or shelter yourself or feel safe, that lamb chop, that lamb gave you that feeling. It still does. Of being safe and being secure, just being in that place of innocence. You know, really just having that purity and just getting the gentle side of you. Because you're a very gentle sister, but you also have that very aggressiveness.
That's right.
Yes. So Spirit is saying this is about power. So I want you to begin to think about your movements, you know, your choices and the decisions that you're making. So this lamb chop is coming back up, this lamb. To remind you to choose wisely because power doesn't move. Power is not the one running around in circles. That means you don't have any power. And that's what I see you doing. Power doesn't move. So just sit in that place in stillness. Begin to reflect on, you know, just kind of make you like a little storyboard. Put your choices up there. Put your decisions up there. Put the different movements that you want to make. And almost like you're playing chess, begin to choose your movements wisely because power doesn't move. And so your lamb chop came back to you in this regression to remind you of that. To stay in your place of innocence, you know, to stay in your place of power, stay in your place of gentleness.
Right.
Because in the end, you're going to be the one that really just comes out on top. You're going to be the one that comes out on top. The lamb is the sacrifice, the sacrificial animal, the blood of the lamb. This is why the blood of the lamb is so important. And this is why lamb is one of those animals that don't move. You could see them shaving him. They're getting ready to kill him. They're getting ready to do all kinds of stuff. That lamb does not move. That's why the blood of that lamb is so symbolic and so important because it shows the power. Not what you see on the surface, but the power to recognize its position. So claim your power and all of these things that are going on in your life. Choose wisely what you're going to do. The lamb came back to remind you of that.
All right.
Hmm? All right. Well, let me know how it goes. You can always email me. So peace and love to you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
What'd you say?
I said thank you.
Okay. All right. Peace and love. Okay. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in again from area code 323, another caller from 323. You're live on the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Three two three is doing some 323 stuff. We're gonna come back. Calling in from area code 770. You're live in the Remix.
Hello.
Please tell us who you are. Yes.
Hi, Miss Blue, this is On Board. How are you?
I'm wonderful, On Board. If you can take us off the computer speakers or heads or we're getting
I'm sorry, I don't have anything on right now. I don't have the speakers on. I'm just on a regular phone.
You're just on the phone. Are you also in the chat room?
Yeah, but my it's on mute. Are you still getting?
Yeah, I'm getting it.
Okay, let me try. What about now?
Let's see. Still getting it, but we'll try to work through it.
Okay, I'm so sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay, so if it gets too annoying, just let me know. So my toy was the Simon game, the memory game. I had
the memory game. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm not sure why I chose that. It wasn't my number one, but that's the first thing that came to me.
And, okay, your Simon game. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like little puzzle games and figure out stuff and memory games, stuff like that. And, yeah, that's what came to me. As far as the colors, no one color stood out, but that game is all about color, just the bright.
Yes,
bright,
that game. That game has a.
Right.
Okay. What I'm going to do, because I am getting still the feedback, what I'm going to do is place you on hold. I'll check in back with you, but so I can hear myself, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, so beautiful. All right. Now, let's talk about Simon. The game Simon Says. I think everybody pretty much knows about the game Simon Says. It's a very powerful game. It's a very fun game. It's a game that we all like to play. Now, whenever this game Simon Says comes up, the first thing On Board that Spirit is referring me to is that it has to do a lot with the root chakra. It has a lot to do with those things in the root chakra. You know, those things of security, you know, those things of relationships. It's really about how we ground ourselves to this reality. And so the game Simon Says is coming up, and I want you to begin to think about things that are happening to you, with you, at this particular time in your life right now. Simon Says is coming up because Simon Says is saying to you, are you listening? Because, see, one of the key factors in the game Simon Says is that if you don't listen closely, really listen, you're not going to get it right. Because Simon may say, do this, do that, do this, do that, and you have to remember what Simon is saying. And so Spirit is bringing this up to you because at this time in your life, it's about you not listening. That you're Simon. You're not listening to that higher part of yourself. And some of those things that is blocking that, and this can go many different ways, so I know you're open to hear this. It has a lot to do with deception and envy. So think about that and when those things are coming up for you. Simon says. Think about that. Think about how Simon Says is saying things to you. So it takes us right back to the future, moving forward, what Spirit is saying. You have to begin to plant yourself a firm foundation that's built on truth and that's built on honesty for you, so that truly what that higher part of yourself is saying, that you're able to listen and that you're able to hear it, that you're able to do what Simon says, and that Simon is you. So that game is coming up for you at this time. So these are some questions you can begin to take within yourself. Are you really following your higher self in those things of what Simon says? So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to bring you back on so I can hear. Can you hear?
Yes, I can hear.
Hello? Okay.
Am I still echoing?
Yes. I'm still echoing, but I just wanted to make sure that you could hear that.
Yes. Thank you so much. It made a lot
Okay, beautiful. Well, thank you for calling in. You're welcome. Peace and love. Okay, we're going to continue on. We're going to go to the next caller, it looks like, calling in from area code 615. Powerful reflections here tonight. 615?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. This is on the line.
Hi, this is Chastity Goodman. I'm
okay,
from
greetings.
Nashville.
You're from Nashville. Okay, greetings to you.
Oh, I'm so excited. Greetings to you, Sister Boo.
Greetings. What toy did you come up with?
Well, interesting enough, when I was a little kid, I loved red and still do. And everything that I got for Christmas or birthday or anything like that would be red. But my favorite toy was this yellow boombox that I got. It was made by Lennox. So I had that. I got it for Christmas one year, and it wore out, and I even got another one, the same kind of yellow, same everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tape player and a radio, so that was the toy I came up with.
Okay, so that's the toy when you went on the meditation that came to you first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. So let's take a look, the yellow boombox. Well, the color yellow, a beautiful color, you know, because that has a lot to do with the reflection of the sun, you know, the color yellow. Yellow has a lot to do with cleverness. It also has a lot to do with willpower. It has a lot to do with emotions, and it also has a lot to do with self-esteem. So I want you to think about how you used to feel when you had that yellow boombox. And you would play music on it and listen to it. It was like you were kind of untouchable. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt too.
Yeah, I know. Spirit is showing you dancing around and doing all kinds of things. So with the yellow boombox. So yeah, so it's just so good to know that that's what you came up with. Here's one of the things that Spirit is saying for you at this time that's important. At this time in your life. And that has to do with harmony. And harmony vibrates with the color yellow as well, too. It vibrates with the color yellow. It has a lot to do with that. And so Spirit is saying that at this time in your life, it has a lot to do with you needing to really be in that place of being able to... it's really for you to be able to really vibrate to that energy, that harmony of yellow. But also mm-hmm. what's happening for you at right now at this moment, there's a lot of mental conflict that's going on with you. There's a lot of different things that you're dealing with, yes. So I see that loud and clear. So what Spirit is telling you now is that it's time for you to get outside of the box. See, that boom box was a box. See, when you're young, it's okay to be in that box. But now that you're older, you have to get outside of the box. This is why you're having this mental conflict here. So it's time to come outside of the box, come outside of the boom box to get that peace and to get that harmony and to be able to see the situation clear and to really get rid of sort of because what's happening is you're trying to be clever in your mind and that hasn't worked. The cleverness is not even working, whereas in the past, sometimes being clever just gets it, it just clears things up. Can you agree to that?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So it's time to get outside of the box and come into that place of complete harmony, come into that place of the fourth chakra, which is the heart. So working with the color green is going to help you. So now you're coming outside of the box. So here's something, and this is something that was talked about on the show in the past, and Brother Panic talked about this on one show too. And he said, if you're getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, start getting up at 5. It's time for you to change and do things differently, because we know the definition of insanity is to do exactly the same thing and expect something different to happen. That's insanity. So it's time for you to make those changes, to get outside of the box, to stand on top of the boom box, not to be in it, but to get out of it and really come into that place of your heart chakra. So put on some music. Dance around like you used to, but I want you to dance to a beat of a whole different drum. And begin to think of how you can do things completely different. And just allow that energy to just flow through you, not through your mind, but through your body, through your heart. And that's where your answers are going to be. This is why the boombox came up for you. This is why yellow came up for you. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. And let me know how that goes. Let me know how that goes. So now you get to dance with that boombox in a whole nother way. All right.
I will. Well, thank you.
Yes. You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in.
Peace and love. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, that was beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 985. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Excuse me, Blue.
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Fred from Houma, Louisiana.
Okay, greetings, Fred. From Louisiana. Fred, what toys did you find in your box?
The two toys that, I actually had two toys that I came back with.
Okay.
They were Ninja Turtle toys.
Ninja Turtles?
Right. One shout out pizza, or like a pizza box, and the other one, backflip.
Say that again now. Say that one more time.
One of the turtles, they shot out pizza out of a pizza box, and the other one
Okay, I remember the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Oh, I love that. I love that. I love that. Let's see why that is coming up for you at this particular time. And one of them had the pizza box, and the other one did the backflips.
Right.
I'm sorry, what was that?
No, I was just saying right. I'm sorry.
Okay. I wonder how many people remember the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Do you guys remember? Some of y'all are probably still playing with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm sure of that. I'm sure of that. Okay, so here we go. Here we go. We're going to talk about that. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. And now, this has a lot to do for you, these Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The first thing that Spirit shows me very clear that's coming up for you is that you're in a time of transformation. And the turtles themselves were transformed. They were mutants. They were transformed into mutants, into, you know, from artists. They were artists who were transformed that mutated themselves. So this energy of them toys coming up has a lot to do with you at this particular time. You're transforming yourself, you know. You're doing these things of transforming. And it has a lot to do with you, Freddie. It has a lot to do with foundation and achievement. These things you're trying to lay ground for, that you want to achieve for yourself in the future. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So it has a lot for you to build this foundation of where you are. This is about you beginning to get yourself into a place, because what I see is you standing, I see a house, and I see a rainbow, and I see the number four. So this has to do with firm foundations, and this has to do with the house, or we can think of it this way, of a school. And it's about you getting a new school of thought from where you're at right now, moving yourself out of this school of thought, whatever that is, into a new, coming into a new school of thought, a new way of thinking, a new way of doing things, a new way of building a foundation. And much like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, much of their foundation was shattered when they recognized that they no longer were artists, that they had mutated into these turtles. And so this is kind of the place that you're finding yourself right now. It's like you're shifting and changing, you're mutating. And so now everything has to kind of almost start over for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. Right.
So it's about you getting that new school of thought. So the turtles are coming back up to you. Just like the turtles learned how to protect themselves, they learned how to do things different, and they learned how to just be successful in their own way and what they're doing and achieve all of those things that they're achieving. You too will learn how to achieve these, but you got to get into this new school of thought and let that old thinking go. Let it go.
Makes perfect sense.
You're transforming into something beautiful and amazing. Amazing. So definitely, I want to welcome you to your journey, welcome you into your journey, and welcome you into what you're transforming yourself into becoming, and standing solid on that foundation. Okay? So peace and love to you, and welcome.
Peace and love, Ms. Blue.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Freddie. Thanks for calling in. Peace and love. Peace and love. Oh, that's amazing. I love that. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 612. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Peace and greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Shakina from Minneapolis.
Okay, greetings to you, Shakina, from Minneapolis. What toy did you have?
Well, I don't know if it would be considered a toy, but one of my most memorable things as a child was an organ that I had. It was for a child. It was really small and it had like two tiers, and it was brown with white and black keys, like a piano. But then it had little buttons over to the side where you can kind of change the tunes and the sounds. But I never had any lessons or anything on it. I would just play with it a lot.
So you had an organ, and that's what came up for you at that particular
It was either
job.
That or Barbie, but the organ came up first, so I went with what was first.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take a – and what colors did you say the keys on the organ was?
Well, the organ was brown, and then the keys were, you know, white. The actual keys were white, and then the other keys that kind of sit in, like on the piano, they were black.
They were black. Okay. I thought you said, was there something that was brown?
Yeah, the organ, the whole organ itself was brown.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So can you hear me okay?
I can. That's my baby. He's trying to go to sleep.
Okay, so that's okay. It's fine. I just want to make sure that you can hear me and everybody can. So I'm going to place you on hold for just a second, and then I'm going to let you know what I get. Okay, so let's talk about the organ. This particular organ that is coming up for you at this time, I want you to take a look at this, because these are some things that Spirit is bringing up. It has a lot to do with intuition. I want you to think about your intuition, just your personal intuition, and how you can be able to use your intuition to begin to go within yourself to think about this. And it has a lot to do with temptations. It has a lot to do with temptations. As it relates to the organ itself relates to the organs in the body. So I want you to begin to think about this, because the other energy that came up for you, Shekinah, is that you're suffering in silence, that there are some things going on within your body that is trying to call your attention to, that it's playing a tune, that it's playing a note to. You still with me?
I am. I know you put me on hold, so I didn't say anything, but
okay.
Yes.
Mhm. Does that make sense?
You always do, Miss Blue.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is what I want you to do. You're a very intuitive sister yourself. Take some time to go inside. Take some time to go within yourself and see what those things inside your body is trying to attune you to. You know, let go of those things that are temptation to you. Let go of those things that it's sort of attuning to. It has a lot to do with the sound, the vibration, the tones, almost like you hear the notes or the tunes or the chirping of the organ, how it makes those keys, it makes those sounds. It has to do with this burden that you're carrying and that you're suffering these things silently within. But it's time for you to take your focus, remove all of those temptations in your life, and focus on your body, because the organ is coming up for you at this time, letting you know to begin to take a look within, to see those things connected to your organ. What is it that you're missing? What is it that you need, that your organs are needing to attune to?
Okay. Can I let the Remix family, you know that what you've confirmed for me right now?
Okay, yes, yes.
Just because I've been having these feelings show up in my left side periodically, you know, from my head to my toe, just not really aggravating, but just kind of something that I've noticed, and I've gone to the doctor a couple times, and I'm, you know, trying to find a holistic doctor, you know, someone that can help me identify things, because just going to a regular allopathic doctor hasn't worked yet.
Right.
So, and I know, you know, we've been dealing with love, and I've been really getting serious about with my work and everything. And so, you know, that's kind of been showing up. And since you said that, you know, suffering in silence, I know that when people deal with a lot of things, a lot of times it falls heavy on their heart. And so now that's been my biggest, you know, fear, for lack of a better word, right now, is that there could be something going on with my heart, and I don't know what it is, since it keeps showing up on the left side. But I've also been, like, every day I go to YouTube and I listen to different mantras or sounds, you know, just healing sounds, and the 528 hurt sounds, and just all of those different things I've been really listening to, and they've really been helping me. And now, kind of thinking back, a lot of those sounds do sound like my organ used to sound. Even just turning it on before I would even push a key, it just really had this real mellow hum. And I have a lot of siblings, but I was raised as an only child with my grandparents, and so I would always kind of, you know, just go to the organ, just bored and, you know, not really having anything to do, and not really, you know, being young and not knowing exactly what it is or why I would be doing it. But as always, like I said, you always bring a lot of things to light. So
okay. Yeah, well,
so
Yeah, well, thank you definitely for giving that confirmation, you know, to yourself and for others and myself as well, too. One of the things, Shekinah, I will tell you is that our organs really tells you a lot of different things that is dealing with. This has a lot to do with really, if you can begin to think about this. And if I take a look, some of the things that I came up with, you came up with the heart. I actually came up with the liver. Okay. The heart and the liver. But I want you to kind of see these two together because this is getting confirmed for me right now through spirit. The liver has to do with how you live, you live, you know, what you're living. And the heart has a lot to do with hearing. Are you really hearing what you're saying, what you're doing? Are you hearing it? You know, it has a lot to do with that particular energy. I do want to give you some herbs because I also do holistic healing as well. I'm a holistic practitioner. And that's also one of the readings that I do as well, too. When it comes to those things of the heart and really having those different things of the heart, one of the things you can do is actually make you some peppermint tea. Some peppermint tea. And if you can get peppermint tea and inside the peppermint tea, two herbs, one is going to be peppermint tea. And the other herb that you can begin to use is a little bit of catnip. You can use some catnip with some cinnamon. And if you can find the catnip, if you go to Whole Foods or whatever, you want to tell them because it's actually three or four different types of catnip tea. You don't want the catnip tea that is going to hype you because depending on how high the altitude is where the catnip is grown, the more potent it is. You want the one to sort of kind of put you in a relaxed mode. So have them blend you some herbs like that, and you want to just sip on it during the middle of the day. And again, remove yourself, spirit is saying, at this particular time. This is why the organ came up for you, from temptation. So this is a time to really make all of your focus about your internal body. Use your intuition, you know, sip on your tea, you know. Sip on your tea. Just take your time to do some inner focus. Sip on your tea, relax with your tea, use your intuition, and just begin to just relax yourself, not worrying about anything, not study, not any of that, just taking that time to go within your body. And actually, tea time stands for time, energy, and attention. This is why the British always use tea. And they're very strategic in their movements. This was told to me by a brother in Louisiana, actually. So the tea time is time, energy, and attention. That's what the tea time is for. So sip on some tea, drink you some tea, and you don't want to use, you're not using tea because that's a stimulant. So if you get these herbs, the peppermint, the catnip tea, and take you a little bit of cinnamon and put it in there. This is going to help
blending you. Blending all three?
Yes,
the
you're blending all three.
Okay, blending. Okay.
And take them together. You can also, you know, if you want to sign up for a holistic reading, you can do that as well, too. But really, the organ is calling your attention to your organs. So email me also, and I can find you a good blend also to help you flush your liver. But before you even flush that, we want to work with all the other energy that's building up in your heart because that's the main organ. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Favorite color was blue when I was younger, and I never knew why. I never had anything attached to it, but now I do.
Oh, well, beautiful, beautiful, and very powerful there, very powerful.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ms. Blue,
and
as always.
You're welcome, and just live, because, you know, life is wonderful, you know,
yes,
just live. Yeah, let go of the seriousness. Yes,
all
right. Peace and love to you.
Peace and love to you, too, Ms. Blue, thanks.
All right. You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. We're going to continue, you guys. We have about 18 minutes left to go in the forum. Some great toys, some great colors. Coming up, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 832. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Ms. Blue. This is Brother Brother Talik calling in from Houston. How are
okay.
you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm back home. I haven't been on the show in a long time. I feel like home.
Okay. Good to have you back.
I can't pull a toy out, but I can give. Can I give you what I got?
What you get? You didn't get a toy?
Yeah, but can I give you what I got? It's still
yeah,
in the same form.
Okay, right. Go ahead.
All right. Well, you can say it's sort of like a toy. It was like an entity called a go-go. I just really wanted confirmation on this too, but I used to have to play with this entity called a go-go.
Mm-hmm.
Like a ram head entity, and the color I got is like a crimson. Like a crimson red, a wine color.
Now, I want you to tell me about this go-go again.
Yeah, he told me that was the name that he was actually giving me. This is as a child. Trying to connect with you.
Okay. So you had this entity.
Mm-hmm.
Name was Go-Go.
Go-Go. I even went so far as, you know, checking out, there's been some indigenous tribes and different deities dealing with the Go-Go. I've been so swamped up in a lot of things, but I will get into it more. But I know I used to have to, you know, I had to play with this entity.
Okay. Well, when you say you had to play with this entity, it sounds like you felt like you were being forced to.
Almost in a sense, kind of, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let me tell you what I got and what Spirit gave me. The number one thing is I want you to begin to think about where you are right now in your life and things, and why go-go is coming up. Why go-go is coming up to you at this particular time. And the number one energy that is coming up, Spirit, is saying that it's time for you to stand your ground.
Indeed.
Stand your ground. This has a lot to do with love beginning, starting, and that love being with you. Now, I want to talk about that color crimson red and what that means, that color crimson, that red crimson color. This color has a lot to do with, let's look at it on the physical sense, and then we'll talk about it on the spiritual sense. It has a lot to do with overstimulation of the nervous system. Of your nervous system. This is just your adrenalines are racing constantly. That means you're constantly in the fight or flight mode.
Indeed.
You're constantly go, go, go. You're constantly go, 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 go. But what Spirit is telling you is to stop. Stop. Stand your ground. Because if you're standing your ground, you're not moving. You're not go, go, going. You're stopping. And this is really, if you can think of this symbolically on this level, thinking at it from a mental perspective, a spiritual perspective, because that color crimson, that deep color crimson, that red, is really symbolic of an overdose of the ego.
Right.
So Go-Go is coming back up because he's saying, look, man, I know there's some things happening to you, and I know you're scared to death. But I got you. I got you. You can stand your ground. We can come out of the fight or flight. We can make it through this.
All right. It's kind of like an ancestral energy. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome.
Can I sweep? Sneak one more thing in here for somebody who would probably never call this show. Want me to, you know, this is something I really don't have. A lot of people come to me. What do you have about mushrooms? My family is very, I'm not even telling you nothing. What do you have about mushrooms just growing, like, out of odd places, like in seconds, like on carpet and on the side of things? Like, like growing to the size you can sit on it in a minute.
You said mushrooms are growing. Where are they growing?
Well, I just tell you, it's my sister in Alabama, you know. And she's in the woods, deep, deep, deep in the country. And, you know, I give her the little alchemy tips that I do know. But she actually has a lot of mushrooms that just start growing on her carpet. She puts salt on it, and they actually dissolve, you know, return, you know. I actually trying to get her to give me a sample. I actually sent her, like, a little herbs.
So she has mushrooms that are growing, and I want to make sure I'm hearing this right.
Mushrooms
that are growing in her house.
Yes, on her carpet. Like, it's, like, freaking her out. Like, yeah, I have to let her know you're not alone, you know, because this is what I deal with. This is my life. I always have been ever since. So I deal in the occult. So I sent her a few things, but I'm getting the channel that the mushrooms are not bad.
Well, no, they definitely are not bad, but I can tell you this. I'll just tell you some of the first things that come up. It'll be some things that she can actually do with the mushrooms. So she should collect them. I wouldn't recommend, of course, eating them. But one of the things that your sister is single, correct?
Nuh-uh. She's actually with a dude. She's actually with a dude.
That's interesting, because mushrooms usually...
Yeah, her life is very... Yeah, I'm going to try to get her to call in and get you... I'm going to try to call, do something with a three-way reading or something like that.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me say this. She may have a man there, but it's not her ideal situation of a sacred union. She may have someone there, but it's not an ideal situation of a sacred union, because that mushroom is symbolic of almost the phallus. If you look at it, the top of the mushroom, that's the penis, that's the phallus. Yeah. And that mushroom growing and coming up in very odd places in her house is a lack that she feels of protection, of that she feels that masculine energy is supposed to bring to a family and provide for a family.
Yeah,
that's
very powerful.
She's missing.
I thank you for that, because this has literally been growing in the house, and her friends are seeing it. Everybody can see it. I'm trying to get her to send me a sample.
She should definitely. Yeah, well, the sample is really going to be, I'll tell you who it's going to be most powerful for, her.
Indeed.
It's going to be for her, that she can actually use that mushroom to do some rituals to just really get herself in the position where she can really change what she's seeing, you know? What is the movie that I'm trying to think about where the mushrooms grew in the field? Is that Alice in Wonderland, where they had all of those mushrooms, those different mushrooms there? I think that was the movie. Somebody remixer. I know one of y'all will help me out with the mushrooms. But it has a lot to do with that theory. It has to do about not having dreams come true, you know, not having those dreams come true. So those mushrooms are symbolic, and she can actually do a ritual, chop those mushrooms up, take some of those things that are dreams that she has, cut them out on a piece of paper, put them in a container, then burn them and release that energy into the ether. It's going to do two things. It's going to bring that energy back to her so she can really get herself in the position where she can have those things, of those dreams to come. Those manifestation, and even when it comes to the relationship, to help transform that as well, too.
Okay. And just confirm, if anything, it helps. Like, the Bagogo is like a ram head deity.
Mm-hmm.
And just to clarify, it's like I did have to talk to it in another different entity. I don't have to go into it. But it's like I would be knocking at my parents' room door, and it would just be silence. It would be like I can be beating on the door, but they would not hear me. It was like, it would be like a dimensional shield or something like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go to communicate with these entities. But the go-go, if any had any reference with the ram head deity, kind of it correlates with go-go-go. And,
right. Yeah, it does. It does have a lot to do with that. And definitely you want to study the mythology. Also, some things to do with the pan energy, too. So you want to study that, too. Any of those, the Centurions, any of those deities of that nature. You can study those from the mythology point of knowing that. But know that the go-go's are coming up for you right now, because it's really spirit just telling you to stop. Recognize where that love begins. When it comes to yourself, stand your ground and know that the go-go's got you. So you no longer have to be that kid banging on your parents' door. You don't have to be scared to death.
Right.
Indeed. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, peace and love. Let me know how it goes, and for your sister, too. So thank you so much for calling in. Good to hear you. Good to have you back. So peace and love.
Peace and love.
All right, beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from a private number. Peace and greetings.
Miss Blue?
Yes.
Hey, this is Arturo from Atlanta.
Okay, greetings to you. Who is it again?
The name again?
Yes, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Arturo.
Okay, greetings to you. Greetings. What toy did you get?
It's really three, but I'll start with the top one. It was a big red metal fire truck.
Fire truck, okay.
And but I didn't, when I was playing with it, I didn't play like putting out fires. I used it to act out a scene in my favorite movie growing up, which was Mad Max the Road Warrior.
Okay, okay.
There was a particular car scene in that I used to act it out with. So it was red fire truck, and I also had a Happy Days red Fonzie motorcycle.
Okay.
That I used to ride. Right. And also a double chrome and silver pistol Long Ranger cap gun playset, complete with the white hat, cowboy hat, mask. Mm. And also had the chrome spurs too, with the silver bullet, black gun belt.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you went through the meditation, all of this came up, or this is just a reflection?
The motorcycle, and the fire truck, but the fire truck was the main one.
The fire truck was the main one. Okay. All right. Let's see. We got 5 minutes to go and probably about 45 more people on the line with their hands up. So let's see how we're going to do this. Okay. Let's talk about the fire truck. Your fire truck coming up, I want you to think about this. I know you said when you used to play with the fire truck when you were a kid, it really wasn't to put out fires, but it was like to reenact, you know, some of those things that was going on. I want you to think about some of the things that are coming up for you at this particular time in your life. It has a lot to do with strong emotions happening for you at this particular time in your life. Some of them have to do with some things that you feel that there's conflict, and some things you feel like you kind of got defeated on, unjustly so. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah, because this is what spirit is saying. So it has to do with that. Now, the other thing is the fire also brings light. So fire brings light. So one of the things that's really good that you definitely do not like to do, and I guess this is true for all of my brothers, is to really admit those things of defeat. Whether it's true or not on the surface is irrelevant, but how you feel about it, because there are some situations truly where you may have won, but you still feel that energy of defeat. But just remember the fire truck, the alarm, when you hear it, when you hear the sounding of it, when you hear that alarm that the fire truck means, it also brings light. because the fire truck follows the fire, which is bringing light. It's about passion. It's about drive. And so even though this is a place that you're at, Spirit is saying you're moving into the light with this truck. This is where this energy is following. This is where you're going with the fire truck. And it's going to help you to overcome these obstacles and challenges that you're at this level.
Okay.
So the Mad Max, that energy of the other toy that you had, has to do with a lot of your anger issues that you have. Now, you've worked on them, so you take the hit internally a lot. You don't express it as much in the same way you used to express it, but it's still about that anger, and it's about you being able to release that anger, release it in a way. You know, the motorcycle, even when you think about the motorcycle, this is really just about that engine, the motor, the emotions running. This is you racing. This is this energy roaring. The good thing is you will overcome all of this. The main thing that you have to do is begin to release this, put out your fire before it consumes you, because it will. If you don't put this fire out, if the truck doesn't make it to where the fire is going on, it will consume whatever is there. So Spirit is telling you, put this fire out. Deal with your emotions. A good thing to do is to take a bath. Take a bath for 3 nights in a row. 3 nights in a row. Put on some music. Light some incense. Water stabilizes emotion. Release these things. Take a bath of baking powder, baking soda, take a cup of each and put it in. It'll form sort of like a battery acid, much like what comes out of the fire extinguisher. This is going to help you to put out that internal fire within you, because if you don't, it's going to consume you. And you don't want
that.
There's
no way I can use that to my advantage? In other words, put that fire energy into a tool?
Oh, yes. You always are using this to your advantage, but right now Spirit is saying it's not in your advantage. You need to put this fire out, because this is taking you down a road you don't want to go.
Okay.
But you're always using it in an advantage. Just at this time, it's not helping you. So put it out. Put this fire out. And when it comes back again, you'll have more control over it. It'll be like the silver bullet. And you can hit the target, because that's what you do with it. But you don't want this anger to get out of control, because it will consume you. We have 18 seconds left to go in the form. I want you to email me so we can finish talking about this. And the rest of you on the line, email me. If you like it, like it. If you love it, love it. Peace and love to all of you guys. Much love to everyone. Much love, warm spirit. See you guys next week. Peace and love. Love the toys. Love the colors. See
Thank
you guys
you.
Next week. Much love. Thank you, too.